Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second episode of Things That Are News, the podcast where three dudes like to hang out, get progressively drunker, and talk about things that we have pretty much no business talking about because we're not smart enough.
Yeah, that's fair. Well,
to my right, I have Bailey. Bailey, say hi to the kids.
Hello, kids. How you doing?
That's going to be a thing where every week you sound like you sit outside of school in a van. I'm out, like, by next week.
You're saying that like it's not what I do.
To my left, I have the cyborg man himself, Jeffrey Brooks, a.k.a. Unit, whatever your birthday is.
Thank you. Hi, kids.
Beep. Beep, beep, beep.
This bit's getting old real quick.
No, you're a robot. It's not a bit. Do you understand?
We're just trying to educate the public on robot awareness. Yeah. All right? There's these Jeffreys coming in here.
Taking our jobs.
Yeah, just taking our jobs. They act like people, but they're really just
more
robots.
Efficient.
Like,
more efficient.
Why have you worked in so many fucking warehouses now? It's like unfair.
You know how fast you could build me an iPhone?
Is it because I'm half Chinese?
Are you half Chinese?
Is that a racist joke?
No, it's because you're a robot.
Yeah, it's fair.
You'd be a half Chinese robot.
What? Yeah.
Is it half Chinese, half robot, or is the robot Chinese?
No, you're a robot. You're a fucking robot all the way. Okay. But you act like we're not on to you. That's what I fucking don't understand.
Like, we haven't found the oil in your cupboards.
Yeah, like, we don't know. Like, you keep trying to be like, well, so what, I'm a half robot? Like, I don't fucking know what I am. You're a robot, and you know that you're a robot, so why are you doing this? But you know that half of you was built in China.
Have you not seen Westworld? They specifically made this to educate people like you on this situation.
I don't like this bit.
Dude, the other half of you was built in Mexico. Be thankful you were built when you were, because otherwise they would charge a tariff on you. And then it would just be a whole thing. Anyway, Jeffrey's a robot. We usually like to start our podcast. Well, not usually. I guess this is new.
This will be the first time.
This will be the first time.
So you can say usually as if it's like episode 47.
Yeah, well, I mean usually.
Usually. Just say
starting from this point forward.
Hashtag sponsor.
We like to start our podcast with a segment called Things That Were Fake News. This is the segment where we go back to our last episode and correct all the dumbass shit that we said.
Which is a lot.
Which is a lot. Starting off. Shia LaBeouf and his people are not taking shifts at his protest. He's funding the live stream. It's simply just a collection of people. It's an art project.
Does he have nothing that he just funds it? That's it?
He like shows up sometimes, but he's just funding it, and it's like a Shia LaBeouf like production. And it's just the whole, because I was watching the stream and there were people over like 4chan people from there, like totally pro Trump, just talking shit. At like 3 a.m.
Oh
so,
God.
So there's that. Second one. Orlando Bloom is in Pirates.
Oh yeah! Oh my, okay, that's gonna rank it up about
Captain William Turner.
Hey.
Does it get bumped off of our?
I think it's Bill Turner.
It's William Turner,
or is his dad William?
Well, I think
it's Bill.
No, he's William Turner.
They just call him Billy for short.
We'll revisit this in corrections next week. I'm pretty sure it's Captain William Turner.
I'm going with Bill.
Mark Wahlberg is in Transformers: The Last Knight.
Does he play Shia LaBeouf's character?
Yes. No, he plays his own character. I feel like Shia LaBeouf's just been written out of the canon. Him and Megan, what's her name?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox?
Come
yeah,
on.
Megan Fox. I thought that's what it was, and then I doubted myself for some reason. Star Wars Rebels does not reference Anakin's father in any way at any point. So you just pulled that right out of your fucking ass.
Right out of your ass. I will take specific. Yeah, okay.
You just made that up.
Okay, I'll cry.
Alternative facts, people.
Alternative facts.
The box jellyfish is actually the most venomous animal, not the king cobra. However, I'm still sticking by my pick because I couldn't pick a box jellyfish.
Yeah, you'd lose
in a land fight.
You also wanted to pick a dead animal. So.
I guess none of us could eat you technically. So in the end, you win because none of us want them.
It's not about who's eating who first. You don't have to eat them to win. You can just kill them.
A real animal battle, like survival of the fittest. You got to eat the other animal, not the person.
I'm a king cobra. I'm not going to eat anybody. You're a fucking lynx.
Yeah, these little links would need people.
Here's my question about that. Like, you realize that you're supposed to win the fight, right? Like, so why did you pick a lynx?
I'll wear you out over the long term.
Over the long term. He said through the winter, didn't he?
Yeah. He's going for like...
I'm ready for the winter.
Yeah, what animal lives longer? All right. Jeff has indeed had sex in the last 4 years. We were asked to add this in by his girlfriend because she was very upset.
How many times, Christine? How many times? Twice
in the last 4 years. Once every 24 months. That's not so bad.
And on the final birthday.
50 Shades of Grey is actually not guaranteed to get you laid, apparently.
It's not.
Judging from...
Who is this validated by?
Again, Jeff's girlfriend.
Apparently, I don't trust Christine as a source.
Well, she was like, the end was super fucked
up. She's the only one who's seen it.
She's providing us biased facts here.
Yeah, at the end, she was like, it was super fucked up. and it made me think if I'd ever been raped. And I was like, well, okay, like some artsy liberal chick would still be into that. You know?
Like, okay, all right.
Yes, okay.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, sir. And the final one.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops-a-daisy. Bailey dropped some shit. We're not supposed to be drinking yet.
Bailey's already deep. I'm getting there.
It's okay.
It's going off the rails real quick.
Destiny's Child, Spice Girls, Dixie Chicks, Pussycat Dolls, and No Doubt are in fact not boy bands.
I guess
so. There's that.
I guess I didn't do my Googling right. Sorry.
All right. Well. That's that for corrections.
That's not that bad. That was only, what, like 12 things?
That was like 10 or something.
That's not bad.
I gotta close it. I don't want to count.
So. I only got Chad on twice.
Next week we'll correct on how many corrections there were. I'm going with 10. All right. Now, into the rapid fire news where we like to go through all the news topics that have happened over the week that we deem important or worth talking about. Or in some cases, I just am adamant about the fact that they need to be on the list. And we try to go through them as fast as possible. Starting off, number one. Ben Affleck no longer directing the Batman.
It's fine.
Fuck him.
I know you have more to say about it than that, Joe.
Hello, darkness, my... No, but, yeah, it's fine. Did you hear his reasoning?
No.
No.
He wants to focus solely on making the character as perfect as possible. He said that he realized it's such an involved character that he doesn't want to be taken away from it by focusing too much on directing.
Now, here's my question.
So it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, now here's my question for you. How much longer are you going to live in denial before you admit that the DCU is in big fucking trouble?
Until 3 hours after I see that movie.
You're not even willing to give me an inch here and be like, it might, eh, maybe.
So as a DC fan, who do you think should direct it then? Like,
me.
Who would you want?
Okay. If I could pick one person, it'd probably be me.
They should get Nolan. They should go to him with just a bag of money and be like, please,
yeah,
Mr.
Nolan,
sir.
He wouldn't
sir.
Do it.
He wouldn't.
With a bag of money. Literally give him $1 billion.
I don't think he would tarnish it because he has, like, one of the very quality movie, let alone the best Batman movie.
Kevin Smith. I want Kevin Smith.
Max Landis.
No.
I actually, like, no. Did you ever see his YouTube video for Death and Return?
No. No.
Bailey's taking a minute. Something. We don't know what happened.
I'm going Kevin Smith.
Yeah, I could see
That's
Kevin
my
Smith.
Pick. Or James later. Gunn. But that's like a whole Marvel DC thing.
I like the idea of Ben Affleck doing it.
Me too.
I'm bummed.
No, I was like happy it was going to be him because like he seems like kind of like a Batman nerd too. So it's like he's got some shit. Do you know he had like when he had his house, he had a Batcave in his house.
That's fucking cool.
Back when like before he made Daredevil, and he sold the house to Kevin Smith. Now Kevin Smith has a Batcave in his house.
Wait, who sold it to Kevin Smith?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. I'm with you.
But yeah. No, I should direct it. If not me, then Kevin Smith.
I could direct it. I could do it.
Can Kevin Smith make an action movie though? What
no.
like that's okay. All right.
I mean, he directed like a bunch of episodes of like The Flash and Supergirl, but I feel like it's kind of paid by numbers at that point because you just follow the pattern.
Yeah, exactly.
A movie's a whole different ballgame, but yeah, it'd be like Jersey Girl Part 2, and that'd be great. So.
Well, we'll find out. We'll figure out how this whole thing fucking unfolds together. So,
yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah,
we're gonna see that together.
I would not be surprised if that movie never gets made.
I wouldn't be surprised, but it probably will.
I hope it does. I hope it does, and I hope it's good for you and for me.
I mean, it's written, I think. It's already written.
Yeah, but... Dude, have they even started filming anything out from Justice League yet?
Out from Justice
League? Like, after Justice... Like, Justice League is, like, the next...
Wonder Woman started filming.
Wonder Woman's done. Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, like, anything after Justice League, have they even started filming yet?
Oh, I think they were, like, about to start The Flash?
I think they're waiting. They're doing casting for Aquaman. I just saw that.
They're doing casting for Aquaman. They might have already started filming The Flash.
I'm like being dead serious. If I say Justice League bombs, they might reboot the whole fucking thing.
No, there's no way. They're too deep.
I don't know.
Too deep.
I don't know. It's in trouble, dude. I'm telling you, it's in trouble.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. Another director is stepping down from another series that we were actually just talking about. Michael Bay is done with Transformers. This will be his last one.
Well, oh, so he's doing this one.
Yeah, this one coming out. Well, I mean, it's already done.
Yeah,
right?
Probably
it's in post.
Yeah, I really don't care. But yeah, no, maybe this will be the last one.
The one that does, in fact, have Mark Wahlberg in it.
So is he stepping down, or maybe there's no more Transformers?
No, there is. There's two more schedules.
Well, I think Mark Wahlberg should do what Ben Affleck couldn't and be the main star as well as direct the next Transformers.
I wish we were doing video right now so everybody could see how Bailey's holding his wine glass.
It's so uncomfortable.
I don't like it when you hold your wine glass.
Well, I'm about to spill all that red wine.
No, I'm not spilling it anyway.
Put it on the coaster. There we go. Sorry, what were we talking about, Michael Bay?
I think Mark Wahlberg should be the main star and direct the next Transformers.
Optimus Prime should direct Transformers.
Megan Fox should. Shia LaBeouf should direct it.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what style?
Well, you are a robot, so.
Yeah. It fit. It would I know work. How they think.
I was waiting for you to fucking give me that joke. You handed it right to me.
Fucking golden platter. But yeah, no. Shia LaBeouf. Direct Transformers.
All right, well, sure.
Yeah.
Now, the next two I'm going to mix.
Ugh. This is the part of the show where Chris talks about bullshit no one cares about, and he thinks
yeah,
it's
literally
good
like
news.
The future of the country.
Yeah, no
not
one cares.
A big fucking
it's good
deal.
News.
Batfleck not just directing Batman? What if Ben Affleck direct Transformers?
What no. if? Yeah, sure.
What if Michael Bay?
You just really don't
Batman?
Want to move on to the next.
I
piece
don't.
Well, we're moving on. I'm going to combine 3 and 4 for Jeff's sake. So Justin Trudeau's been doing some shit. Our PM.
He has.
So over this last week, he decided that his electoral reform. Okay, shit, you need it. You're fucking distracting me so much. Do I do this shit to you? When sorry, you want to talk about? Oh, continue. My girlfriend was mad at me because I said that I don't have sex. Do I stand there being a fucking negative Nancy?
Hey, Jeff's being a real negative Nancy. He was literally ruffling
fix
his hair.
Fix your hair.
Trying to pull
fix
his
your fucking hair.
Off
this is a nice podcast. Fix
okay.
your hair. We're not moving on until you
fight
fix your hair.
Around the world.
You
go,
great.
Banked it.
Great. You said it.
Banked it.
You said it. You said it. Now fix your hair. Thank you very much.
Okay. What did Trudeau do, Chris?
So, two things. He backed down his electoral reform promise, which is one of the big things that got him elected.
Yeah.
And he was taking shots at Fox, which I actually agree with, because Fox sent out a tweet that was just totally misinformed about the mosque shooting in Quebec.
Yeah.
Which was totally fucked up, by the way. We don't need to say anything more than that.
Yeah,
but,
fucked up.
Totally fucked up. But the electoral, so, and then, you know, Trudeau fucking was like, hey, Fox, fuck off. Like, what you posted. I didn't actually see the tweet.
Are we getting to a point anytime soon?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna ramble for as long as I can.
Well, so then why do you think Fox News would even fucking listen to Trudeau? Like, their viewership is the same as the voting population.
But they
did
delete the tweet.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah,
okay.
They did.
All right,
bad PR.
I mean, he's the PM of a country.
Yeah.
And he was like, when the PM of a country calls out your news station for like, you're fucking not, like, you're telling a lie. You kind of got to be like, shit, maybe we should fucking fuck off.
Yeah, I read the letter that his secretary sent. It was real sassy. But it was empowering. It was good. We are not a nation divided, and we feel our cultures make us stronger together
than
apart.
Yeah, take that, America.
It's like, yeah, Canada.
And then the electoral reform thing, which...
Yeah.
So, does everybody know what that means?
Let's go with yes.
I'm going to tell you what it means
okay.
anyway.
Why don't you explain
it to
our audience?
So, basically, in America, right, you have your Republicans and you have your Democrats. Thank you. And then you have third party, right? So the Republicans and Democrats are like always going to win, right? Unless something crazy happens, a third party, it's like we'll never win the president of the USA. But here we have liberal voters are split because of NDP and Liberal Party, right? Which is why conservatives happen to come in power so much. So Trudeau said basically, oh, okay, like I'm you know what I mean? There's going to be some kind of reform so that, you know, liberal voters get, you know what I mean? There's a way for us to get. I don't want to say us because who the fuck knows who I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, that he was going to do some kind of reform for it. I don't know. I didn't, like, read exactly what his proposal was. But so that the split on the political left wouldn't be as divided as it is.
Oh, really? I thought it was all about, like, the first-past-the-post system and how we, like, actually count and register our votes was the reform that he wanted.
Yeah. I mean, that would have, like, that would be it, right? But it would... The purpose of it was basically to stop the vote from being split.
Yeah, because everyone wants whatever representative, right? They want the representative.
Yeah, they want you know whatever a representative or whatever.
Yeah, you know those politic terms.
But he's backed off on that, and I'm telling you guys, like this is going to be like this thing, and then the carbon tax. Like you guys better get ready for Mr. O'Leary, because this thing and the carbon tax are going to fuck him up.
Which I agree. I'm just scared that all of the university students of Toronto are going to throw a hissy fit if it's O'Leary and Trump.
Dude, I don't want to talk shit about O'Leary, like, because we don't know. Like, he hasn't really, like, he's not Trump. The idea that he's a Canadian Trump is so stupid. Maybe he is, but he hasn't said anything for us to believe that yet, so everyone just relax. But, it feels to me like Trudeau is, like, giving up the fight. He needs to legalize marijuana before the next election.
Oh, he will right before.
He needs to.
Oh, that right. I've since this started. That's his. He's waiting.
That's
for
his
it.
Trump card. That's what I did.
He's got in his pocket waiting. Yeah. Right before the election, because he's going to drop it.
That actually, I think, even in modern times, that'll even make conservatives happy just because of the taxes.
It's the tax money is irrefutable. Yeah. Now.
The amount of money that'll come in. I don't think anybody's really willing to argue that that's a bad thing anymore. Anyway, moving on. The CEO of Uber. Quit the advisory board after the public backlash.
What
public
board?
Did I say that right?
No.
Public backlash.
Yeah.
I can't talk.
What advisory board?
So he was on, the CEO of Uber was on Trump's, like, advisory board of, like, Elon Musk was on it and shit like that.
What did he advise him on?
I think it was had to do with business and stuff like that. You know
what's
what I mean?
Uber?
So Uber is this
thing. Is it like Lyft?
Yes. It's a lot like Lyft. It's a lot like Lyft, in fact. Very good.
Is it like when you call me and you're like, pick me up and drive me to this ridiculous place? Like that?
Yes. Remember that time that I asked you to drive me to that place? That place where...
Yeah.
The one in the alleyway?
The one with the stuff.
Yeah, it was run by the old lady that said she'd stick like medium-sized pieces of furniture up your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't go well.
Yeah.
I don't like Uber then. Yeah. If it's like that.
Yeah.
Like Uber. Yeah.
Yeah, the little old Mexican lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consuela, my old friend.
All right, this got dark. But basically a lot of people were mad that he was on the board and he said some pro Trump stuff, and then people were like, we're not taking Uber anymore, and I guess it fucking worked because he quit the advisory board.
Yeah, money's a powerful
thing. I think it's totally ridiculous that people would like do that. Like it would because Elon Musk is on the advisory board. Everybody loves Elon Musk.
He's a smart
guy. So stupid. It's just this whole division. Everybody's just looking for people to target.
I agree. They're just looking for people to target because it's such a double standard all of a sudden. Because Elon Musk is high and mighty enough that we can believe he's good enough. He'll sit on there and not be corrupt.
Now, to be fair, I'm pretty sure that there was more to it. Like, I think that the CEO of Uber actually said some pro-Trump stuff, whereas Elon Musk is more just like, I'd rather try to advise him to come around to our kind of way of thinking. But the fact of the matter is, like, it's so stupid. But I mean, it worked. I guess it worked. So congratulations to the people that were fighting that fight. Moving on. Mark Hamill defended the Star Wars prequels.
Who's Mark Hamill?
Mark Hamill,
the Joker
Luke Skywalker.
From the animated Batman
He's
series?
Also the Joker from the animated Batman series.
That's all I care about.
Yeah. Defended the prequels.
Batman the animated series prequels?
Yes. It was like when,
those were sequels.
No, they were prequels. It's back when Bruce Wayne was,
a teenager.
Oh, Gotham the television show?
No, not Gotham the television show. It's actually when Bruce Wayne was still a sperm.
Batman Year One.
No, it's when Bruce Wayne was still a sperm.
Oh.
Batman Year Zero.
It's called Batman Swimming with My Dad.
Before the parents were away.
Yeah. And it's just about sperm. All right, moving on. I don't know. I guess, like, he basically was like, oh, I'm sick and tired of people shitting on the prequels, and I'm disgusted with the way people treated Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd's my boy.
Which was sad, the way that
the thing is, this is getting, like, phrased all out of context. Like, he wasn't like, oh, the prequels are great. Everyone's like, he's defending prequels. He's like, yeah, I don't understand why everyone shits on them so much.
No, you,
and he sticks up for Jake Lloyd. That's the main thing. He's like, everyone yelled at this child for making a bad movie.
And all he ever did was listen to George Lucas.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
I think you're taking this out of context.
I'm not taking it out of context. I'm fucking reading the story. I was about to read the story.
Maybe it's all up to interpretation, Jeffrey. Maybe Chris can listen to Mark Hamill whatever way he damn well chooses.
I mean, you shouldn't put words in somebody's mouth.
He did defend the prequels. He did say, I don't like how people shit all over them, and they're like not as bad as people make them out to be.
I don't like how people shit all over other bad things, but like, just don't be shitty. That's the message.
The prequels unequivocally fucking suck.
I like the third one.
Nope. Sorry.
He had the high
ground. I'm biased.
I like the third one.
Those movies fucking suck.
I like the third one.
It was the first movie I actually ever saw in a real-ass theater.
It was probably not.
Darth Maul's pretty cool.
For me, it was.
This is pod racing.
The pod racing was dope.
I mean, we just said we don't have to rip on Jake Lloyd. Sorry, Jake Lloyd.
The pod racing was dope.
Darth Maul's pretty cool.
Darth Maul's all right.
The third one's pretty good. General Grievous, all right.
No, absolutely not. General Grievous was literally them being like, hey, how many fucking toys can we sell? How many douchebags can this lightsaber hold? How many lightsabers can this douchebag hold?
Yeah, they fucked him up so hard.
Yeah, at least 10. Let's give him as many arms as we can so we can sell toys. I mean, it worked, but General Grievous was... What the fuck was General Grievous? And then he dies from a blaster shot.
It was complete backtracking.
Dude, like, General Grievous was...
Moving
what the
on.
Fuck? Are we moving on?
I'd like to.
So a Saudi prince...
What was his name?
I don't know.
Make one up.
Zanzibar.
That sounds about right.
Prince Zanzibar.
Prince
Zanzibar.
We're so fucking... Oh my God, we're going to get crucified and called racists for this.
What? Zanzibar's not racist. Zanzibar. It's the name of a strip club. That's all we're going with.
So, that's the Saudi prince's name.
Yeah.
It was the name of a strip club.
Yeah.
The strip club's named after him.
He bought 80 seats on an airplane for his pet falcons.
I think the real story here is someone has 80 pet falcons.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Like, what do you do with that? He's got a fleet of falcons.
A fleet.
Right? He's got a fleet.
A fleet. And why?
To fuck up your enemies.
Dude, that's actually a baller-ass move.
Yeah, just that's a cheese. Move. Someone brushes shoulders with you on the street, and you just call in your 50 Falcons.
Like, yeah, you think it just has like a whistle and it summons all 80?
No, if you
and they just like pick up a small child.
If I can afford to have that many Falcons, I'm training them to my call. Like, and then they just come in,
always hovering like 40 feet above them, just ready like a cloud.
Dude, did you guys see Prince Zanzibar and his fucking Falcons? Dude, Prince Zanzibar is fucking crazy. He just called 80 Falcons down from the sky and they ate a guy's face. Fuck Prince Zanzibar, man. All right, now let me pose you guys a question pertaining to this. This is something that was keeping me up, literally keeping me the fuck up. I can already hear Christine getting ready to fucking jump in. Okay, there's 80 Falcons on an airplane, right? The airplane's in the air. If all of the Falcons get up and start flying in the airplane, does the airplane weigh less?
Bailey, what's your thought?
Think about that for a fucking minute. This kept me up until 7 a.m.
Because the airplane...
Yes or no?
Yes, because the airplane's pressurized.
No banging on the table.
Yes, it weighs less?
Sorry. No, it doesn't weigh less.
Because the airplane's pressurized. Yeah. If the windows are open, does it weigh less?
Yes.
But the window, if the windows are open, the plane's going down.
Just like cracked a little bit so someone can smoke. The pilot.
The prince is having... Yeah, Prince Zanzibar.
Smoking some meth.
I went back and forth on this. I still don't know the answer. I think probably yes because... Or probably no, it doesn't weigh more. Because if you think about it, like if the plane doors are closed or everything, then the weight of the plane is the plane itself plus the contents, including the air, including the Falcons or whatever. So it doesn't really matter where they are.
Yeah.
Right? That sounds right, right?
Yes.
But then you think about it, like if they're not touching anything, if they're just in the air, like if you're on a trampoline, you jump and you're in the air, the trampoline weighs less.
Yes, but that's different. That's not an enclosed space.
What if it was? What if it was a trampoline in a bubble? Would the whole bubble still weigh the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you put the trampoline in a bubble on a scale and you jump, the trampoline wouldn't weigh less. This is pretty fucking straightforward.
I think we all agree on this, but yeah. But it is a good question, right?
It's not. It's pretty fucking straightforward.
No, it's a good question. Anyway. This kept me up until 7 a.m.
You want to go to fucking preschool and ask that question? They'll be like, yeah, you're fucking retarded.
Yeah, preschoolers would know.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure they preschoolers would know. If any physicists are listening to this, let us know. I think we all agree that it would be the same, though, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Fuck.
All right. Moving on.
Apparently we did okay because scientist Christine didn't run in.
Yeah, she didn't even jump in.
Yeah, Christine, you're a scientist. Do you have anything to say about this?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. All right. Good. We don't care anyway.
Is she alive?
Christine?
Christine, you dead? Yeah, she's dead.
She's alive.
All right.
Oh, no, she's dead apparently. reports are coming in that she is in fact dead.
Okay.
Next story. This Tuesday, for whatever fucking reason, Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz are going to debate Obamacare.
Good.
Why?
Why not?
Because Ted Cruz looks like an imp.
Yeah.
And Bernie Sanders is a crazy Jewish socialist from Vermont that nobody should like or listen to. That's not true. You can like Bernie Sanders. Yeah, I won't be mad at you for liking Bernie.
I do like Bernie
He's
a little bit.
He's kind of cute.
He's all right.
He's real sassy for an old man. I like his...
If I was American, I wouldn't have voted for him, though. I wouldn't. Nope, not. Would never vote for a socialist. Sorry. Socialism doesn't work. Sorry.
It doesn't work, but I'm not getting into this.
That'll be the rest of the episode if we start this.
Okay, all right.
Bernie Sanders is a very nice man. He cares about the country, and he has a good heart.
He's a better debater. Ted Cruz will get his ass whooped no matter what.
They both hate Obamacare. I mean, Bernie doesn't hate Obamacare, but they hate it as it is.
He's just a better debater.
For very different reasons. That's all it is, I'm not even sure.
Yeah, he's a smarter man.
He's way better debater. He's aware of the other side of the coin. Ted Cruz is just going to go up and spew some bullshit, whereas Bernie's going to be prepared for what he has.
I mean, we'll find
say.
Out. I think Bernie will like win the debate. I agree. But I don't like either of them. Though I definitely hate Cruz more than Bernie. Moving on. Matt Parker and Trey Stone are refusing to satirize Donald Trump because they're saying that real life has become satire.
So you put this on a thing, and I was like, they did that. They did that.
But before he was the president, they made fun of him. Yeah. But now that he's the president, they're saying they won't.
So are they just going to take Mr. Garrison out of?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go. But they did. They stated today, like, oh, we're not making fun of him anymore. Which I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that.
I don't think you should care that much.
I think it is kind of important.
Is it though?
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks, but they've always been very good with like accepting. Current political situations.
No, they make fun of. They've made fun of every president that's ever been a president since South Park was a thing.
But I think
they make fun of Bill Clinton. Yeah, they made fun of Obama. They made fun of George Bush
a lot.
They didn't make fun of Clinton.
Not once.
I didn't know that. I imagine at some point they made fun of Bill Clinton.
Not once.
Okay, we'll come back to this possibly in corrections next week.
Like they, probably, because I pulled out right out of my ass.
But no, they definitely did.
I don't think they did. I can't think of a time.
I feel like they know where to prod is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, but so they won't.
So they know this isn't something they should be prodding right now.
Pussy move.
I don't even...
Straight up pussy move. Sorry. I love them. I'm wearing a fucking Cartman shirt right now. Alright? I love Matt and Trey, but what the fuck? Like, if you're gonna pride yourself on we'll make fun of anybody for anything, then what the fuck?
I don't think they're doing it because they're, like, afraid, though.
I'm not saying they're doing it because they're afraid.
Then why does it bother you?
Because, like, if you're doing it I don't know if they're doing it because they just don't want to have anything to do with it, or if they're doing it to push a political agenda, which I don't think that's what it is. But I don't know what it is. But it's like your whole... You base everything around we'll make fun of anybody for anything, and then all of a sudden, oh, we won't touch this one. Like, are they just running out of creative ideas? Like, what's the problem? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand why they won't.
Why does it bother you so much?
That's not the fucking question. We're talking about the news.
That's a pretty good question. It bothers you a lot that a cartoon creator won't make fun of a political figure.
But I'm not saying that it bothers
me
or that it doesn't. I'm not saying that it bothers me or doesn't. I'm saying, why do you think that that's what it is? But I'm saying, why do you think that that's what it is? Why do you think that is?
Who cares?
We all
right. Thank you, Mr. Robot. Bailey, do you have anything worth saying?
Either way, I think they're being smart. I think it's the right decision not to touch that topic right now. And if you want to talk business sense, I mean, SNL and all of these people are focusing on Trump so hard. So it's a good idea to take them in a different direction. I know, but they've always been in their own lane. Yeah. So why take the SNL route? Why get their own Alec Baldwin? You know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know. Moving on. Second last story of the day. The UC Berkeley Milo protest.
I'm out.
You're out, eh? There's not a lot to say. Why do people being fucking whiny?
Yeah. That's about it.
You disagree with somebody, so now we're going to destroy private property. Yeah, we're just going to disagree with somebody.
I just hate fucking protests that are just people breaking shit.
Me too.
I completely agree, but Milo's the best at playing it up. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to push buttons. That's
I agree, but with my thing with Milo is, like, how do these people not fight? Like, people that hate him, and I don't really particularly care for Milo, but I don't hate him at the point where I'm going to be like, peaceful protest, and then punch somebody out immediately after I say it and fucking start breaking shit because I'm not a fucking moron and a liar and a fucking little baby.
Easy.
But, No, I know what I said.
I swear I'm not a baby.
No. I lost it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know.
Alright.
You cut me off and I totally lost it. My point is...
Yeah, no one cares.
If you disagree with someone... Jeff, you can't just do this every time that we're talking about news.
You're
fucking bumming everybody out.
Do we have another Batman topic? Or...
Just because you can live eternally since you're a robot.
Yeah,
eternally.
Doesn't mean that we don't have to deal with, like, the shit that's happening
we
now.
We like to address what's going on in
the
world.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Oh, no, like, people are crying that, like, a guy wanted to speak at university. It's still be fine. But they'll be fine. Well, no, I'll be fine. Yeah, I'll probably be fine.
If we can't let the game.
Does this have ramifications? Probably not. No. Probably
my point that I was making, actually, I remembered it now because
right, I'm
was well done. I don't understand how these fucking, how these people don't understand that, like, he plays up, oh, people want to censor me, people don't like me. Like, why don't you just fuck off?
Because they don't know who he is. That's the whole point.
Like, maybe. Mm-hmm.
They
I don't
have
know.
No idea who
the people who want to go can go, and the people who don't just fucking stay home or go do some other shit and don't give him so much attention and he'll fuck off.
No, literally what it is, like, is because, as I told you, like, fucking 4 hours ago, no one knows who the fuck this dude is.
I know who Milo is.
Yeah, but you know fucking stupid shit. But basically, no one knows who this guy is. He's like, oh, this is Trump supporter.
I don't think that's true.
Most of these people don't know who
I don't think that's
people
true.
Who are protesting.
They
I think
just
a lot
see him
of people
as
know who
they,
Milo
no,
is.
They just think he's, like, the gay Nazi. That's how most people see him.
Yeah. He's a member of the alt-right, and now we don't say alt-right anymore. Yeah. Now we just call them Nazis straight up.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like, people don't know exactly what he's about, so them playing into it's irregardless because they don't know what he stands for, or else they wouldn't be protesting.
Which is what he...
That is.
Irregardless.
But what I'm trying to say is when you watch, like, his interview on Fox News, it's that he knows that. He's playing
he knows
that,
he knows that what he does
and he knows he's get, but And he knows he's getting more following based off the fact everyone else just thinks he's a fucking Nazi, so he just plays into it.
Irregardless is, in fact, the word. I'm a moron.
Whatever.
I don't know, man. We could have a whole topic on Milo, but...
Well, it's not, though.
We could, I'm saying. Maybe one day you won't be here and we'll have a fucking conversation
about
some shit
that
matters.
I won't listen.
You don't have to listen.
I'll listen to Kevin Smith talk about Batman.
That's totally
great.
Fine. But okay, because Jess being a big fucking baby, we'll move on to the last one.
Kevin Smith, if you're listening,
Beyonce's pregnant with twins!
Hey!
I literally don't give a fuck. I'm happy for
it? Is that it?
I'm happy. Well, you did that for the last like five fucking things.
What do you think they're going to name them?
You guys fucking talk about it. I'm out for this one.
Are they going to be colors?
Yeah, they're going to be more colors.
Purple.
And I'm terrified because they're going to rule Cerulean. The pop culture industry.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beyonce's daughter? Imagine Beyonce's daughter. She's going to be a diva.
I mean, she already has a daughter.
Well, I mean, the second, third one, you know?
Are they going to make the new Destiny's Child?
Exactly.
Which is not a boy band, by the way.
Oh, it's not.
Not a boy band.
Yeah, not a boy band.
Not a boy band.
I don't know what to say. I'm happy for them. I don't give a fuck. I don't understand what the big deal about Beyonce is.
Yeah, that's kind of the news, isn't it?
Hey, be careful. You don't want to get the beehive after us, pal.
The beehive. The beehive.
No, I like Beyonce. I just don't understand why she's like, what's so fucking great about her?
She's a goddess, bro.
Why? What did she fucking do?
She's a goddess.
Turn water into wine?
Yes, she has.
All right, well,
okay.
Then. All right.
Have
well
you
then,
made
all
a
right.
song with
Fair
Alicia
enough.
Keys? No, you haven't.
I haven't made
so
a song
you,
with Alicia
Keys. So you have no right to
yet.
Comment on Queen B,
pal. Call me Alicia.
Okay, I'm like done.
A song with Alicia
I'm
Keys.
Done going off on Beyonce.
And that is it for our news stories of the day.
Fighting around the world.
You had it once. You had one time.
You can't censor me.
We made a rule.
What about how many times he can
peaceful
sing?
Peaceful protest, bro. And then I just jump across the table and beat the shit out of him.
Alternative facts.
Fucking kick his car window in. Peaceful protest. You fucking Nazi fuck.
All right.
So what's good for the day, pal?
Now we move on to the section where we get to start drinking a little bit. We already started drinking a little bit. No one needs to know. Our main discussion of the day, which is, of course... I'm waiting for Jeff to look at me.
I'm looking right at you, dude.
But I'm waiting for you to look
He's
at me.
He's been staring at me.
You've been looking through
time.
Me. You're looking through me. I'm waiting for you to look at me. There it is.
Hey!
Donald Trump, are you excited?
How many times can I say fighting around the world?
You've said it. You haven't. You're negative
Bailey?
One. You can't say it next week. You're at negative one.
Don't burp in the fucking
Don't
microphone.
Don't burp in the mic.
That's what I think.
Now I get to say fighting around the world 17 times.
No!
Biden.
What do I get out of this?
It is
I get one. I got one. If Jeff gets one fighting around the world, I get one mic burp.
No, nobody gets burps.
I can-
Guys!
Can we use these like gold stars? Like the better we are, we
yeah,
get
we're gonna start a
mic.
Gold star system starting next week. And all at right. the end of the year, we're gonna tally up who has the most gold stars.
I bet I lose.
It'll be me.
I'll yeah, because you'll be star. Tallying.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so our main are we just talking about Trump in general? Are we gonna
yeah.
talk about how pretty his hair is? Like,
I mean, that can, yeah, how do you think? I mean,
we're discussing it.
You think it's real?
Oh, I think it's about 70% like human hair. It depends.
What's
on
the other 30%?
You don't want to
hopes
know.
And dreams of dead children?
Unicorn,
like
unicorn hair.
You never know about.
Do you guys ever, have you guys seen that website, TrumpDonald.net? Or .org?
No.
It's my favorite website. It's literally just your mouse turns into a trumpet, and you get to blow it at him, and it blows his toupee off. And there's been over, like, 500 million Trumps, because it just counts every time you click.
That's really good,
It's a
actually.
Fucking great website. Everybody really go check good. That website out. I've been on it. I actually find myself back there, like, at least once a day. I think Jeff's going to it right now.
That's, like, uncomfortable that you find yourself there once a day.
Yeah, I like to trump the Trump once in a while.
So what are we starting our Trumpity Trump debate about?
Well, we've been talking about Donald Trump for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah. We have been. Started. I thought we were
talking
about Trump.
Hair. We were talking about Trump the Donald. Or Trump.
What does
Trump
his
Donald.
Brand mean to you? Like, if you see Trump Towers, do you think, like, oh, I'm shaking my boots. He's so impressive.
I'm not shaking my boots because I'm white.
Okay.
Hey.
So you think he's like...
No, I'll be fine.
You
but,
think he's imposing the minorities then?
Yeah. I think it'd be really hard to say that he's not at this point.
But he employs gay people, according to Steve Bannon.
Well, I'm saying... Wait, hold on. Trump Donald press once. You can blow his toupee in any direction that you want. It's my fucking favorite.
Yeah,
you can.
That's good.
Yeah, it's about like physics.
That's enough
it's
of that.
Physics, dude. I hope they make like a related. Full one for PS4.
Yeah, it'd be good.
The physics would be unreal.
Put it on the Switch. You can take that with you wherever.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's only like 3
So Donald away. Trump.
Donald Trump.
He's fucked, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of scary. All the conspiracy theorists are saying he's Ugh. Starting a coup, bro.
You what ready? Is a coup? What does coup stand
it's
for?
It's a coup.
It's sorry, a coup. Same thing.
Not a coup. A coup is where you put your chickens.
We're American. We say the P on
we're
our words.
We're not American. We're Canadian.
Yeah, right. Those French people take
what's,
the P's off.
What's a coup
off.
Mean?
The military is plotting a takeover because they feel that the government administration is no longer making adequate decisions for the people.
Well, I don't think he is either.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like the whole immigration ban thing, man, was like. I have a lot, I don't know. I have problems with that in every way.
Yeah, probably. That's fair.
Like,
yeah, the two.
But I mean, in every way, I have problems with people calling it a Muslim ban because it's not. It was never a Muslim ban. That's a fucking stupid thing to say.
No, Giuliani and him said it on record. Like, Giuliani.
I might be wrong on that.
I mean, if Giuliani said it.
But Giuliani fucked up because he said on record on Tuesday or Monday that Donald Trump called him the day before the ban was enacted, and specifically, word by word, Giuliani said, Donald Trump asked him, how do I make a legal Muslim ban?
Well, then that's fucked.
And he said it on the record.
But the fact of the matter is this. It's not. Like, even if he said that it was, and I'm not defending him. Like, I don't want people to take this as me defending him. I'm just saying, what are the facts? What's the truth? Like, what's going on? It's not. If you, he banned a list of 8 countries, which I wish I had them. Syria was one of them, and,
yeah, all Muslim countries.
Well, no, Saudi Arabia wasn't one.
And,
I'm not saying it was all of the Muslim countries.
Yeah, all the countries were majority Muslim. But that's majority. There's stories of people that were Christian that were coming across that were banned away too.
No, but there was Pakistan was on the list, right?
Probably.
Because I remember that being a high point of contention, right? Because that's their neighbor to Afghanistan. That's supposed to be their political ally, right?
Yeah. Saudi Arabia was not on it, which is why Prince Zanzibar was able to come in with his
It's definitely Zanzibar, though, right?
You think it's Prince Zanzibar?
What if it is?
It was Prince Zanzibar the
whole
time.
What if it is?
I still don't know if that plane would weigh more or less.
No, it definitely weighs the same.
We should probably find it during the break.
I bet it weighs more.
It weighs more if they're in the air?
How the fuck would you even Google that?
Who cares?
All right, whatever.
You just Google you gotta, I don't know.
If a falcon is in a plane.
In a plane.
That's too long. Jeeves.
Gotta ask Jeeves.
He's dead, bro.
I bet
Jeeves don't have a website no more.
It's just ask.org.
Okay, so ask.
Yeah, just ask.
I don't like how they just took Jeeves out.
I made it right out. So what happened to Jeeves? Fun. That's Jeeves. No one knows.
Oh
man.
God,
Jeeves is gone.
Jeeves is gone.
I want to make a promise to our listeners. We will find out one day.
One day,
us three.
Our
people
487th episode. We found Jeeves. He's on the podcast.
We will find out what happened to Jeeves.
It'll be like Snowden. All over.
If we find Jeeves, I also want to find Carmen Sandiego.
Well, good luck and Waldo. But yeah, I mean. I don't know, man. This whole topic's a fucking mess. It's gonna only get worse as we drink more.
Yeah, fine.
I don't know, man. I
take a little breaky pool. Let's do some shots. We'll be back.
When we come back, we're gonna talk about the wall.
Well, yeah, we're gonna get into those walls keeping the Mexicans.
Trump the Donald one more time for us. All right, we're taking a break. We'll see you in a bit. And we're back.
Hey.
Everybody.
Hey.
So we've done some drinking a little bit.
Just a little bit.
What drinks have you drank, Jeff?
Some beers. We had a peach schnapp shot. Apparently, that's what Bailey picked.
That was all.
I was gonna
try to cover for you and say it was all that we had, but we actually had a large selection. You chose peach schnapps.
Yeah, there was a lot of options.
You could have done anything, and you were like, "No, peach."
I like the peach. I'm sorry, I was thrown off after Christine tried to poison me with spoiled red wine. So.
Yeah, she did. That's why Bailey had to take a break in the last segment, because Jeff's girlfriend tried to kill him with poisoned wine.
Yeah, it's really
rancid cool. Wine as I'm trying to speak on my podcast, be a professional here.
Didn't that happen in like a fairy tale?
I'm pretty sure it was Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs.
That was an apple, not wine. Silly me. Here, take this fucking wine, you Disney princess. Oh, great.
Let's get lit AF.
Let's get ducking lit.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. There's some president of some country. He's an asshole.
Is it Zanzibar's dad?
Yeah.
Zanzibar's dad. Dude. Is Zanzibar's dad the president of the UAE or Saudi Arabia?
I don't know if Saudi Arabia has a president. I mean, if he's an Arabian prince, don't they have a king?
Can we just call him the Arabian boss man?
No.
Zanzibar? No, I like Prince Zanzibar.
What do you think his dad's name is?
Arabian boss man.
his dad would be king. King,
Snuffleupagus.
King, John.
I don't like, that's offensive.
No.
Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, that's not offensive.
you know who Snuffleupagus is?
Who's Snuffleupagus?
Yeah, you don't care.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a person?
Yeah,
it's like the woolly mammoth from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Snuffleupagus. Right. I do know.
Yeah.
I remember
he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
Was
just
it Sesame Street or was it?
It's, don't fucking
It's the guy with the snout, right?
Yes, that would be a mammoth.
Yeah. And mammoth is like an elephant.
But hairy.
What was the name of the vacuum cleaner that was alive in Teletubbies? I want to say Snoo Snoo, but it wasn't. Snoo Snoo was
That's sex in
was
Futurama.
Sex in Futurama from the big Amazon ladies.
Snoo Snoo.
Was it Nunu?
No, but he had some dumb name.
Isn't the Nunu that, like, shaving thing for ladies?
Is Nunu a vagina?
So, bringing up the Teletubbies, the machine that gave him the custard, was it a custard machine? Or, like, the fuck do you call a machine that makes custard? I was confused the whole time.
Custard machine.
Boo! Like, what is the label for a machine that produces custard?
A custardator.
A custardator?
Custardator. Custard raider.
So then what would...
A custy.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Teletubbies just like their custies.
There it is.
So it's, our topic of this week is Teletubbies, right?
Yeah.
No, what's the best one? It's Poe, right?
That's the only one I remember.
I mean, Twinkie and Lala were like... I mean, none of them said anything.
What was it, Tinky Winky?
Tinky Winky was alright.
La la!
I like the son that was the baby.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What do you think that kid's doing now?
Yeah.
Probably
you think
balling
it was the same
residuals?
Baby on the Nevermind album cover?
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Definitely wasn't. The timelines don't
good. Timelines don't add up.
Weren't we supposed to be talking about something?
Trump.
Right, yeah, that guy. So about that wall that apparently he's actually building because, you know...
You know what bothers
me?
What
when we talk about politics?
There's literally already a wall, and it makes me really upset when they're talking about there's literally already a wall.
Yeah, but it's not like a wall.
It's like a fucking barbed wire fence. At some point. Some points it's actually a wall.
Maybe
it is.
New
Mexico specifically.
If you say so.
New Mexico has the actual wall.
There's actually a wall.
Do you think that they're going to take any inspiration from Game of Thrones on this wall?
No. I think you're going to take
it. How would you build an ice wall in the desert, bro?
I don't know.
Come on.
They're putting fuckloads of money into
air conditioning.
By the way, the American people,
it
by
is
the way.
Trump, so.
The American people are paying for it, by the way. I just want to be clear
about
that.
Mexico's gonna pay.
No, the American.
That's what bothers me.
That's so stupid. I said it from day fucking one. I was like, if you guys build this wall, you will pay for it. Why the fuck? The whole tariffs thing, like, it's.
They tunnel, bro.
Well,
like
now
Mexico.
You're talking about how you're going to get... I'm talking about how the American people are going to pay for it. You're like, bro, they'll just...
I'm just trying to get
shovel,
a hose step ahead of you, pal.
They're Mexicans. They can dig holes. Oh, that's not a good joke. I'm sorry.
Is that a holes with Shia LaBeouf joke?
No.
We're coming back to Shia LaBeouf.
It all comes back to Shia at the end of the day. Holes was great.
That's a good flick.
I like the book, too, a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe they were all just trying to prep us for the fact that Trump wanted to build a wall in the
future.
That's
what Holes was about?
Yeah, they were just trying to seed it in our head, bro.
Yeah.
The warden and...
All they ate was onions? Shit.
No, was it?
Yeah, it was onions.
It was onions.
Peach-flavored onions or something like that?
No, he thought the onions were peach-flavored because he was fucking starving.
No, they found peach, like rotten peach-flavored jars of something.
Yeah.
Yes. It was peach preserves from the crazy guy or whatever.
No,
like a million years ago.
From like his great-great-great-grandma.
Yeah. Who like had
a
slave
that black
or some
guy.
Shit.
Yeah.
Not had a slave. She just like fucked the black guy back when you're not allowed to fuck black guys. He just like fixed stuff and she was a teacher and then they did the nasty in the pasty.
You're right.
And then that's why Shia LaBeouf
had to
dig holes.
Why did I go to slave? God, I'm such a racist.
Yeah, you jump right to slave.
I love Milo.
I mean, it was like
that's a joke. I don't like Milo. It's a joke. I'm sorry.
He's all right.
No,
he's not.
He's a fucking asshole. He does have good hair. He has a good fashion sense. Let's talk about things we like about Milo. Good fashion sense, great hair, sexy accent.
Good name.
Milo's a good name. You know he got at Nero on Twitter?
That's
pretty fucking cool. Now he's banned from Twitter now. But when he wasn't, that was his Twitter.
That's pretty good.
At Nero. That must have been hard to get.
So do you think Milo would be happy if he had to pay for the wall out of his tax dollars?
Well, Milo's not even an American
citizen.
That's
the whole fucking point, though. Would he be so supportive of Trump if he was paying for the wall?
I don't know. That's the problem is like everybody's so divided. Like that's the big problem with everybody now, right? Is that everybody's so divided that it's like once you pick a side, you have to try to normalize everything.
Do you think Mexico will pay for it?
No. I mean, technically yes because of the tariffs, but really no because if they put tariffs on things, then Mexico's just going to increase the prices of everything so that they make their money back. So technically yes because of the tariffs, but actually no.
And technically and actually are kind of the same thing.
Well, no. Okay, so basically the from the money.
Explain
that,
how tariffs work to me, Chris.
Okay, so
yes,
how do you spell tariffs?
Educate us on tariffs.
Is either T E R or T A R?
You're close.
How many E's?
It's I don't know if it's E or A. I'm drunk.
You're close.
Pick one.
You're close.
T E R I F F. T A R I F F.
There's no E's and no A's. There's a silent Q.
I want to fucking jump across the table and peaceful protest all over your fucking face. And by that I mean rub my dick.
It's A. You had it right, but with the A.
Do you like dragons, Jeff?
Neither here nor there.
You're going to like it when I'm dragging these nuts across your face.
Ooh!
Oh!
Hello.
No, but the problem, like I was saying, back to the serious shit. The problem...
Where's my beer? I'm going to take a sip of that. Hold on.
I just drew on my pants.
All right, Chris, you're done. No, so, Bailey, what do you think?
I was saying something important.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Let's give you guys a try, then.
Okay, then, yes. Pose your question, Jeffrey.
Oh, fuck. I was bluffing.
Yeah.
So do you think his foreign policy will cause more or less turmoil in the Eastern Europe?
You struggled so hard with that question.
That was really hard.
You have no idea what you're asking right now, do you?
I feel like you don't want to get that deep.
I kind of want to go pee and just see what I come back to.
Don't say
go. I'm going to go pee right now.
Don't say go pee.
I have to pee.
So I'm going
to
go take a number one.
I got to take a piss. I'm going to come back and see how off the rails you guys have gone. All okay. right?
Yeah, no one cares.
It's going to be a social experiment.
Eastern Europe.
Why?
Name four Eastern European countries.
The Ukraine, Belarus, Czechoslovakia, and Yugoslavia.
Aria.
Okay. How do you think their relationship with Trump is?
That's the whole point. I think their relationship with Trump is nothing and
like non-existent.
Non-existent, but he's talking to Russia, so I think that's the problem.
That's a bad thing.
I think it's a bad thing.
As in, Russia's gonna fuck him up.
Because Trump's issues have all been made off of crazy Trump decisions.
Yeah.
So if he's not listening to these countries, then his crazy Trump decisions may not factor them into his choices, right? So, like, I don't think it's necessarily that he's, like, evil and cooperating with Russia, but he's not necessarily listening to everyone else's concerns. It's just Russia has the most money to offer him.
I don't know what the fuck any of that was, but I think it's just, like, if you put a puppy in charge, and you're like, say I'm in charge.
I don't get this ball.
I'm in charge of a Mexican restaurant.
So
hold on, let me. I'm in right, charge.
Hold on.
I'm in charge,
Chris. He didn't agree with my political statement, so he's now relating to Trump dealing with Russia and Eastern Europe to puppies and restaurants.
All right.
So I'm in charge of a Mexican restaurant, and my neighbor,
you guys need me,
is a Waffle House.
Okay.
Welcome to Waffle House.
My decision for the Mexican restaurant is I'm going to put a puppy in charge of the Mexican restaurant.
What the fuck are you even talking about?
I'm going to put a puppy in charge. Their relationship with the Waffle House is going to be non-existent because the puppy doesn't know how to relate to the Waffle House.
Jeff, what the fuck are you talking about?
So what I'm saying is Trump is the puppy.
That's what I'm saying.
So we agree. So the Trump doesn't care about the other Eastern.
No,
it took you guys this fucking long to come to that conclusion.
It's not that he doesn't care. It's that he's so oblivious because he's a puppy that it's like beyond his comprehension that there's problems.
You guys are like, Jesus Christ.
Blame this man. He used puppies and Mexican restaurants and as his analogy for Trump and Russia.
Jesus Christ.
This is why we don't talk politics.
Well,
is there any other good movies coming out?
48 minutes.
So, other than the taxpayers paying for it, what's effective about the wall, Chris?
There's nothing effective about it. It's just a fucking political tool.
It's a good place for graffiti.
All that, yeah, well, yeah, there's going to be some good art on it.
You could put solar panels on it.
A lot of angry college students.
It'll give good work for the
Fuck
Masonry Union.
Man.
And it will help instill the tariffs because you can't illegally get shit across the borders.
I'm going to be totally honest. My the only problem I have with a wall is the economic aspect of it. If like there was a way to just put a free fucking wall there, I'd be like, go nuts.
More jobs.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that it's like, listen, like, it won't do anything, right? Like, the wall's not going to do anything, but the idea of it being there is, like, totally non-offensive to me. Because it's, like, the only... It's there to prevent people from doing shit they shouldn't be doing anyway. Will it do that job? No. But, I mean, if that's the idea of it, then whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
but it's just a stupid thing. Like, it's not going to do anything, and it's too expensive, and the American taxpayers are going to pay for it. So, like, why do you fucking want this thing so much?
I don't know. It just blows my mind because... Like, we talk about European borders, but people forget how vast North America is. Like, our border is fucking massive.
Yeah,
it's the biggest border in the world.
Yeah, we get used to looking at
yeah,
it on
we
a...
Yeah, we got to that one on corrections.
Canada and U.S. is the biggest border in the world.
Is it? It's possible that is. I actually don't know.
Yeah, Canada and U.S. is the biggest border in the world. Fucking fact check me. Tune in next week where Chris doesn't correct me.
So, it's like, we have all of these, like, abilities. Yeah, we could actually build a wall, but, like, it's massive. Like, that's a big undertaking. That's why the last wall failed, because they got halfway through it and went, why the fuck are we doing this?
Wait, there was a last wall?
Yeah, that's why there's parts of a wall.
That's why there's parts of a wall.
I'm kidding.
He's not kidding.
He's not.
I'm kidding.
You just found out, like, 10 minutes ago there's a wall.
Yeah.
What? No, if I found out 10 minutes ago, then I would have already known. So then I would actually have been kidding, because I would have already known, because that happened like 30 seconds ago.
I think it's time to take a break.
No, it's not. We just fucking started.
We're getting thirsty.
So you have a beer right in front of you. Take a sip.
Yeah, we're good. What's next?
I don't know.
How do you think is toupee looks on a woman?
Okay, guys. Come on.
So, Trump. No, will his hair ever be real?
His hair won't ever be real.
It won't.
It's too late for him.
We have the technology. We have the technology, Chris.
What I was trying to seriously say before you guys started acting like assholes was, you see it from both sides now. It's like there's this weird need for, like, everybody, whether you're on the right or left, to, like, normalize, like, everything that's happening. Like, all this all these protests that are happening at, like, at Berkeley now because of Milo or whatever. It's like, okay, fine, you hate Milo or whatever, but it's like there's this weird need where it's like, people, like, liberal people don't want to fucking be like, oh, these people that are protesting and breaking shit are, like, doing anything wrong. They, like, want to try to normalize it and shit. And it's so fucking weird. Both sides do it. It's so strange. I don't understand. Like, why can't you feel a certain way about certain things? You know what? I've had enough of you. All right? Why don't you fucking leave, Jeff?
Jeff has been making sassy remarks
Jeff's
the whole
been
time.
Pretending to look at his watch and pretending to yawn and shit. Why don't you add something to the conversation?
Ask me a question. That's not just
add something. How do you feel?
Ask me a question. How do I feel?
Yeah.
All right.
How do you feel about all the shit that I just said?
It's pretty redundant.
Do you know what redundant
pretty
means?
Pretty rudimentary. Pretty asinine, I'll say that.
Okay.
Well, oh, shit.
Some words out there. But
now we got the real news going on here.
All right. Well, then tell me why. Tell me why you feel that way.
Why is Chris being asinine?
I feel like he's too opinionated on things that don't involve this much attention.
These things involve literally, okay, like, Mr. like, oh, fucking the DCU's gonna be totally fine, like, oh, here's who should direct the Batman, like, all this shit, right? But then it's like, I'm too fucking opinionated about, like, the future of, like, North America.
Oh, shit.
You're more opinionated about the DCU than I am.
No, so I'm not. That's not true. Yeah. I could give a fuck. I could literally give a fuck.
He could literally
you could give a fuck.
One
could
of
give
the
a fuck,
fucks
but I
from
choose
his
not
life.
To give a fuck. That's my point. I could, but I do not.
Chooses not to.
I do, kind of.
But do you give a fuck about American politics?
I give a fuck about politics in general. You were the one that wanted to cut the Trudeau shit from our news at the start.
Yeah.
Which is Canadian politics.
Oh, is it? Thank you.
Yeah. Trudeau? Thank you. Canadian.
Thank you.
Born in Canada.
Is he?
I don't
where?
Know. I don't know.
Gatineau.
See, I don't know.
Okay, well, I see why Chris is stressed out by people's opinions.
I'm not stressed out by people's opinions.
You seem pretty
necessarily.
Stressed.
I don't understand. Like I was saying, I don't understand what's this need for everybody to normalize everything that happens on their side and demonize everything that happens on somebody else's side. Like, people that are going to listen
because
to this podcast
we still,
that are super liberal, we're alt-right. We're like Nazi alt-right.
Because we still live in a world with bipartisan politics.
But it's getting worse.
It is, and then that's what freaks me out.
It's the worst now it's ever been in our lives.
Because
ever.
That's what creates the blood and soil. That's what creates the scary, bad future stuff. We need to be able to actively have a discussion, or else it starts to dissolve and bad things happen.
Yeah, I mean, and that's on both sides. Like, I don't know. There's just all this shit, man. There's all this contradictory shit that everybody's doing, and it's all fucked.
Who cares?
We fucking care.
Don't
that's why
we.
We're talking about
don't say
it.
We.
I mean me and Bailey.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's, I guess that's a way.
Oh, my God.
But in the end.
I have to talk about
cause Jeff. Jeff's just worried about when he's going to get his motor fuel for the evening.
Yeah.
So what?
This is nothing but jobs for you, no matter what we do.
Is it, though?
Yes.
You're a
robot.
You can be reprogrammed.
Here's
Jesus
my question.
Christ.
Like, when you, like, fill out a survey online, at the end, when it's like, click if you're not a robot,
the
like, show that you're not a robot, like, what do you do?
You just start you just sweating profusely, like, yeah. Oh, my
if
God.
If I can be serious for a second, that's just, like, a robot could very easily figure that out.
Right, yeah, they just click the fucking button.
Yeah, you just click the button. I'm not a robot. It's like, oh, I wasn't programmed to click the button that says, I'm not a robot.
Well, maybe you weren't. Maybe it's, like, some trick in your software.
You can't click buttons and say I'm not in robot.
Yeah. I can't lie. You can never lie.
I can't lie on the internet.
Nobody does that.
Nobody lies on the internet. I was programmed to not lie.
I have a 14-inch dick.
Well, I mean, you're built, so you could have literally whatever size dick that they wanted.
Yeah, they didn't want it to be that big.
They didn't want it to be 14-inch dick.
Mine, half built in China.
Mine's 16.
Oh, you made a tiny China joke. Tiny China dick joke. I've never seen a Chinese penis on a man.
You're messing out.
Actually seen a Chinese penis on a woman, though. So,
Shit.
Just flopped on her forehead, or what?
No, she came up to me, and she was like, hi, here's my dick, and pretty big.
Pay me.
Pretty big?
Pretty big.
Did she say pay me?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well,
did I pay her?
How much was it?
Huh?
How much was she asking for?
I don't know.
Was it reasonable?
So you guys were saying last week you don't solicit drug use, but we're going to discuss Chris hiring a transvestite prostitute.
I didn't hire her. She came up to me and said, here's my Chinese dick. First of all, she said hello.
Okay.
How are you? Then she said, here's my dick. She didn't say, here's my Chinese dick. I made that part up. She said, here's my dick, but she was Chinese.
Okay, so it wasn't a bigoted prostitute, but...
No, it was just a Chinese woman with a very large penis.
How do you know she was Chinese?
I know she was Chinese.
By the shape of her dick?
No, I was like, I don't believe...
See, guys, this is how Trump would think, okay?
You're applying
all these stereotypes.
She showed me her passport.
Oh, fuck. At least she's not from Kenya, then. As long as she's not from Kenya.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck?
Like Baraka.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit. Yeah. They were just racist to Kenyanese.
I thought it was Baraka for so long that I realized that's a Mortal Kombat character.
That would be tight, though, if his name was President Baraka.
What if it was B.A. Baracus?
Finish him.
B.A. Baracus. I don't know. I feel like every time I try to say anything mildly serious, you guys just jump all over my fucking face.
No, because I do completely agree with you, Chris. Biggest issue we have with our political situation is the liberals sit here calling everyone else bigots and fascists, and the conservatives sit here calling us like latte sipping hippies.
Yeah,
if we don't have an active discussion, that's our biggest issue. That's exactly why we are where we are politically.
There's intelligent people on both sides, man. Like, that's the thing. There's intelligent people that are perfectly good people on both sides. And there's shitty people on both sides.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But we should be able to actively listen to each of them, right?
Exactly. Like, and people have this big problem, like, with stuff like Milo and stuff. They're like, well, why should we give Nazis a fucking platform? It's like, you guys, like, people that think that way are not fucking Nazis. That's just not true. Like, it's not, all these fucking terms of lost, they don't mean what they used to mean anymore. It's not like alt-right and like all this stuff. Like, there are people out there with shitty opinions or whatever, right? And people out there with opinions that you don't agree with, but it's not the same. Like, it's so stupid, man. I could go for fucking ever.
No, I do agree. I mean, there was a Malcolm and a Michael, but they were both working towards the same objective, right?
Think about this shit. Okay, are you trumping the Donald again? Think about this shit. There's more backlash against Milo Yiannopoulos than the Westboro Baptist Church ever had. Ever.
Yeah.
Westboro Baptist Church, people who are like saluting people's deaths, like while their families are like at their fucking funerals, and Milo Yiannopoulos is getting riots when these people like didn't. In numbers that are like not even fucking comparable.
Which is something that should be discussed about the focus of university campuses too, though, right?
Well,
when you look at a student of that age, you're not focusing your actual power and influence on anything that matters because you're distracted, right?
I don't know. There's no answer to any of this shit. That's the problem with it, with everything else too, is that the answers to like almost every question, whether it be social, economic, or whatever, is somewhere in the middle, always.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody can ever, like, because we're all two-party systems, it's like, what do? So you have to pick your side, and then once you pick your side, well, you have to, like I said, you have to normalize everything that side does, right? Oh, riots, people breaking shit because they don't want Milo to talk at the university? Nothing wrong with that. Milo's a fucking Nazi. Oh, all these hippies are trying to censor free speech. Well, fuck them. Like, they just are scared it's just so stupid. It's so stupid from every angle that it's like there needs to be an open dialogue or it's just going to continue to get worse.
It just freaks me out because we've literally already been through this as a society.
Yeah.
Right?
Nobody wants to admit they're wrong.
We're going through it again.
And the funny thing is everybody's wrong and everybody's right about different things.
But no one will listen to that. That's the problem.
I know. And you see people on both sides trying to tie things to other things. Like, oh, if you're a capitalist, well, you're instantly a racist. It's like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, the Electoral College is a racist system. That's my favorite thing is when people were like, the Electoral College is racist. It's like, oh yeah, because they're racist, right? Because they elected the white male as opposed to the white female. So they're racist. That's what it is. The same Electoral College that elected Barack Obama.
The Electoral College, I will agree, is racist because it was built on a systemic racial division.
Is this the same Electoral College that elected Barack Obama? I'm just curious. I want to know.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But so Barack Obama was bred and led to that point, right? Like, Obama was crafted as the black man that can be president.
Sure. He was president because he won the election and people liked him.
See, like, I agree, but I feel that it was specifically given attention to, right? Like, there's so many, because Ben Carson would have been in power at the same time. If they're
a Republican,
just
by the way, Ben Carson, Republican.
Exactly, but still, just because Barack was a black guy that he was specifically picked out then?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the Electoral College is literally a thing built around numbers. The Electoral College is a system built to give minorities of people bigger voices.
So then but if the system was created by a majority that has the influence on society and politics,
I don't mean that the Electoral College gives minorities, as in...
Yes, no.
I mean that it gives a minority of people, smaller states.
Yeah.
Right? It's just weird that it's all about numbers and shit, and it's like, now it's this fucking... Now, you know, like, if Hillary Clinton had won, it would have had nothing to do with race, even though Hillary Clinton's just as white as Donald Trump.
Yes,
it's
but so now... fucking... But we've gotten to the point where, with technology, now the only divide we do have, since regionality and that's your actual location in the world is irrelevant, right? It's irrelevant, right? Because we're all connected instantaneously. So the only thing we have left to divide us is the actual race or our physical qualities as humans.
Yeah, I mean...
So of course they're going to use those to emphasize it.
Listen, there's no question that Donald Trump has said and done racist shit. No question. 100% he has. And... But it's just like... I don't know. It's like this idea that, like, somebody said some racist shit, somebody said some shit that they shouldn't have said, and now if you support them for any reason, you're also a racist. What if you're a business owner?
I disagree with
that. What if you're any of these things, right? Like, all Trump supporters are racist. They're all pieces of shit. We shouldn't let any of them speak. We shouldn't give any of them a platform. We should break their shit while we yell violent protests. We should punch them in the face. We should fucking spray them in the eyes with pepper spray. We should do all this shit, because what really should happen is 19-year-old fucking art students should run the world, because they know better than everybody else.
Which is, yeah, I agree. I see where you're coming from, which is where I sit very much in the middle. Yeah. But
I want to give credence to the other side too. There's a lot of shitty old white conservatives that don't want gay people to get married and stuff because of their beliefs, and those people can fuck off just as much.
Which is, yeah.
So
I completely agree. So the biggest issue is that we have an institutionalized system that's dominated, like our educational system is dominated by liberal thought.
Yep.
Is something that I would argue that is a concern.
It's a problem. I mean, when you go to an educational institute, you should be taught the facts. Not how to think, not how to interpret the facts. Here are the facts, interpret them yourself.
Yeah, but then you're making no money, right? You're getting half the people in your university just based on their perspective, right?
Jeff hasn't spoken in like 5 minutes. He's on his phone right now.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out.
Do you have anything to add to this?
No, I'm good, dude. That was just a whole bunch of nonsense.
Well, I think we should probably take a look.
We can talk about leftism versus rightism all you want, but I don't know. I'd rather just drink some beers, hang out. I'm just texting the wife.
She's literally in the other room.
Yeah. Well, I can't yell over you guys. That'd be rude.
I feel like we should start a second podcast where it's just Chris and Bailey don't drink and just talk about politics.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys would be the only one to listen to it.
Because I have a lot of stuff to say.
Like, and no one wants to hear it.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Because you don't want to hear it doesn't mean nobody wants to hear it.
That's all
I only care about what I want to hear.
But you can't say that nobody wants to hear it. I don't want to look at your fucking ugly face. Yeah. I'm not going to say nobody wants to look at your fucking ugly face. Christine clearly likes looking at your ugly fucking face.
That's debatable.
She's your girlfriend.
She does contact. She pops them up.
Yeah. She switches the eye colors, right?
Well, then you know what? Nobody wants to look at your ugly
Christine
fucking face.
Christine gets to choose because he's a robot.
My mom thinks I'm okay.
Well, okay, so all you're saying is your mom likes looking at your ugly face. She doesn't think you're not ugly. Your mother knows. All right? That's enough. Okay.
Can we do my favorite part?
Cute things. Are you going to trump the Donald one last time before we go?
Bailey, read what Christine just texted me. Read the last one.
The last one?
Yeah.
You're cute. Don't listen to me then.
What? You're fucked. Bailey's fucked.
Bailey's drunk?
Bailey's drunk.
I don't use an Android.
I think it's time to take a break.
Okay, Jeff doesn't have to listen to his girlfriend anymore. We're going to the strip club. See you in a bit. And we're back.
Hey.
Echoes.
Yeah, why?
Oh.
What is that?
Never mind, just keep going. We're drunk. Chris fucked up.
He forgot to plug in the
headphones. I forgot to plug the headphones into the laptop, so we're getting some weird feedback here. Hold on. Situation's almost fixed. Bop-ba-da-bop-bop.
He tries to pretend his hat looks like a hieroglyphics hat, but it's just a knockoff.
Yeah, it's a weird fucking hat.
This is a kind of funny hat.
Kind of funny.
Just knocking off hieroglyphics.
I bet they don't yell at each other.
They yell at each other all the time.
Yeah, we just took a 20-minute break and argued the whole 20 minutes.
Yeah, we argued for 20 minutes about the direction of the podcast, and then we realized that we were arguing for the exact same thing.
Yeah, so that's what friends do.
And then I had to pee.
Alcohol's a thing.
And then we went to go take shots. Now, this is where the real problem is. Not the argument. The problem is with the shots. So me and Jeff did some whiskey.
As you do.
As one does.
As a man does.
Not Jeff, sorry.
His name's Bailey.
Yeah.
I get you guys mixed up because one's a robot and one's Bailey.
Yeah, thank you.
Bailey reaches for the peach schnapps again.
Sorry, I took a peach schnapps because I'm allergic to whiskey. I can have about two max.
What other options were there besides peach schnapps? Jeff, go into the room.
Run through the liquor cabinet?
Go into the room and read us all the other options besides peach schnapps.
Okay, let's see. He's yelling. Okay. He's yelling.
Rum, brandy, another rum, whiskey, another whiskey, Disaronno, vodka, gin.
And at least like four or five different kinds of beer. You can't do shots of beer. Yeah. So I guess that's fair.
Shots of beer is whack. I will take the bitch note for that.
Oh, jeez. Are we finishing that bottle?
Yeah, we gotta finish this bottle.
How much is in there?
Not that much.
All right, let's go.
A little sippy poo, you go.
Welcome to Things That Are News.
God, well, now we're fulfilling our obligation to the people, and we're doing some drinking on the
We're
podcast.
Meeting the people, right, and Bailey. We're taking some drinks.
We got to finish off this topic.
So we got Trumpy Poo, right?
Trumpy Poo. Good boy.
China? What about China, though?
What about China?
China. Did you guys hear the remix? Donald Trump saying China? It's a
China.
Song?
China.
It's so good. China. China, 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 China.
China.
It's so good. I love it. I actually like almost downloaded the MP3.
Should have made that your ringtone.
I think it's a good deal that he's addressing our working relationship with them.
Dude, what are you talking about? They almost declared war on the USA.
Exactly the flaw of the situation.
Yeah, it's a pretty big problem.
I feel like Bailey didn't know that was a thing, and he was just going to go off like, he has a good relationship with China. You know, that's a good thing.
The best relationship with China.
I was about to say that he was about to spark a huge war with China.
What's the country that he was like talking to that was like a whole thing with China that you don't talk to?
Tibet.
Oh, yeah.
Tibet.
Yeah. It was when he was still the president-elect.
It was Taiwan.
You don't talk to Taiwan.
Well, I don't even necessarily think that it was necessarily Taiwan. It was just, why is a president-elect talking to a world leader?
He called the president of Taiwan.
Yeah. And, like, they don't recognize, like, China doesn't recognize Taiwan as a country.
Oh, right, that. Okay, sorry, we were talking about totally different things.
Yeah. Like, remember when we were kids and all the toys changed from made in Taiwan to made in China?
Right, yeah.
Oh, shit, I never put those pieces together.
Oh, shit. That's why we all agreed that fuck Taiwan, we're going to give China the credit.
I never agreed fuck Taiwan. That was never... When I was a child, I wasn't like, oh, we're all hands in, fuck Taiwan
yeah,
on
fuck
three.
Taiwan, man.
That's where Trump betrayed you, my friend.
Nah, I have no problem with Taiwan. Taiwan never did anything to me.
They seem all right.
I have no problem with anybody, really.
If they make alcohol there, I'm in. That's
a problem with a lot of people, but it's never racially motivated. Well.
Hey, you never know.
Not a fan of those... I'm trying to think of, like, a race with the least amount of people, so we offend the least amount of people here.
Ooh. Fiji.
I'm not a fan of...
I don't know if Fiji's a race.
You know what I'll say? I'm not a fan of Quebecers. Fuck them.
Fuck the Quebecois?
Yeah, Quebecois.
Their
fuck
accent
them,
is terrible.
They're assholes.
Yeah, I don't
they
like
They hate
them.
Us English-speaking people. Fuck them.
Billy, remember when we were in fucking Quebec and this, like, asshat just comes in, like, spews his fucking French rant for, like, 5 minutes? Like, dude, we don't speak French. And he's like, oh!
Oh, oui, oui!
Suck at this dick!
Suck at my dick! Avalanche!
Dude, yeah, I'm so glad that they can't understand what we're saying. So they're never going
to... No, the thing is, they do.
We're criticizing them.
They know exactly what we're saying.
Oh, that's a big problem, too.
And they just... They act like they don't know it.
Yeah.
But we're getting off topic.
But so do you think China's really going to rule the world after Trump's president?
No. I think that... Like, I don't know. It's so... China's not going to rule the world after Trump's president.
You
the
don't
question
think so?
Is, like, are they going
to... I mean, Russia's going to.
Are they won't go to war.
Okay, let's be politically better. Are they going to rule...
Politically better.
Well, let's.
Are
let's.
They going to rule the export market? Are they going to be...
I mean, they already
don't
do.
Already?
So.
Yeah, Mexico and China
but
kind of already do.
But Trump is
we're
going
to make America great again.
But
we're
Trump's,
going to export our cars and a bunch of shit.
But, well, Trump's thing was never really about exports, necessarily. Trump's thing was about keeping jobs in America.
Yeah, he's about stopping imports.
Which you do... I mean, to keep jobs in America, manufacturing stuff like that, you do need to export, so... Because if you can't, you know what I mean? Like, if you're making a whole bunch of shit for there to be enough jobs, then you got to ship shit places. Like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you're right. But he's done a pretty fucking shit job so far, so.
What jobs, this whole time, what jobs has Mr. Trump brought back to America?
Nothing.
He offered me a job.
Yeah, he called me up and he was like, hey, do you want to be my,
Come on, you'll get to the bit.
His media guy called? Secretary of
Sean
Media?
Spicer.
Press secretary?
Yeah, he asked me if I wanted to take Spicer. Sean Spicer's job. He's like, you just gotta stand in front of people and
press
lie to them all fucking day. I'm like, yeah.
Alternative facts.
Yeah, I can present some alternative facts. Jeffrey's dick? 16 inches long.
Oh shit, that's
it's
a
actually
good alternative
47.
Facts generator.
Also, either way, it was an alternative fact.
Like, screw on another fucking attachment and just keep
so
it
can
going.
We all claim that we're Sean Spicer's alternative fact generators?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I guess everyone is. The
that
world
should be
is.
A website.
Yeah.
Spicer's alternative fact generators.
That was the most ridiculous thing. I can't believe that I don't remember, who was it that said the alternative facts thing on the news?
Whether it was CNN Sean. Or... It was Sean Spicer.
No, it wasn't him. It was some chick.
It was some chick on CNN.
He said the thing, but then when she was defending him.
Yeah, she was defending him.
I don't
him.
Remember who it was.
It's like, oh, he wasn't lying. He was telling alternative facts.
Yeah, he was like, well, they presented some facts, and we presented some alternative facts. And the guy was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
was it Fox News or CNN?
I think it was CNN.
I swear that's what he said in his press release.
No,
a big deal.
No, he never said it.
No. Some chick that said it.
Some chick was, like, defending him for lying, saying that it was alternative facts.
Probably give her more credit than some chick. She works for the President of the United
just
States,
for real?
But I just don't know what her name is.
As a kid with a journalism
some kind lady.
Degree?
Some lady that works for Donald Trump. Who's
I'm going
not,
with
probably not that kind.
Deborah Collins.
Deborah Collins. Is, you know what? Her name's Deborah Collins.
Yeah, Deborah Collins. It's a good lady who works for Trump name.
Sure.
Journalism is dying. Though.
Margaret for Robinson.
For realsies, it's all dead. It's all
journalism?
Dead. Yes, man.
But my thing is, like, why did she think that was a fucking good idea to, like, say something as stupid as that?
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Like, I don't know.
We've been literally debating fake news, like the term fake news for months.
Which
like,
didn't exist as a term until Trump got elected.
Which is what drives me nuts. At least when we discussed the term in the 30s of yellow journalism, it had its own category of yellow journalism.
Sounds like a racist term.
Right?
Right?
Well, what China's
that
reporting.
Sounds like a racist term, right? Bailey, sorry, continue.
No, it's okay.
That's yellow journalism.
It's just the fact of that we slap such a basic, idealistic concept of, it's just fake news. It's just alternative facts. Because no matter what, then we're going to apply that on the opponent, right?
Right.
Like,
well, there was,
we need
I mean,
to actually figure out a category and a way to describe and define this.
Right. I mean, when the shit was like, sorry, during the election, there was absolutely, like, it's undebatable that there was a lot of bullshit going around. Like, I'm not trying to say that, like, fake news is not like a real thing that was like a real problem. There's a lot of fake shit out there. There was a lot of shit out there from both sides of people trying to mislead people and convince them to fucking, at the end of the day, I guess trying to convince them to vote for who they wanted them to vote for really is what it came down to. But there was absolutely fake shit out there. So I'm not trying to delegitimize that. What I'm saying is like, is it, was it really, was that the fucking reason? Because like, To tie it back to, I promise this rant won't go on as long as the last one.
No, you're okay. You're okay.
Watching.
To tie it back to like what I was saying before, like this is kind of an epiphany, not an epiphany, but just sort of a thing I've thought about the last couple of weeks. You see people like Milo. You see people like all these people, right? And it's like, well, people on the political left, they'll label them as what? Dangerous. Well, why are they dangerous? The only reason you think that they're dangerous is because you're coming from this place in your mind where it's like, these people are going to convince people that the shit that they're saying that's not true is a fact, and only I am smart enough to know that it's not true. So, therefore, other people shouldn't be able to listen to them because I don't want other people to be tricked. But it's like, that's fucking pretentious and assholish to think. Other people are allowed to think for themselves. So why don't you fuck off? And let me listen to whatever the fuck I want to listen to without fucking destroying property and without claiming you're peaceful protesters and punching people in the face. Why don't you fuck off? I can make my own fucking choices.
Which is where, as a journalist, you should be presenting facts objectively.
Yeah.
There should not even be the opportunity for this to be fake news or alternative facts, because journalists should not have a bias to the point that you feel that way. The journalists should be reporting what they hear, what they see, and that's it. None of this shit where it's going.
The facts are the facts, and that's all that it should be. But we all know that that's never going to happen. We know that Fox is a Republican news network, and we know that CNN is a Democratic news network. We know that almost every news network in fucking Canada is liberal. Right? Like, we know that these places have biases. We know that.
I agree.
And you can't even pretend that. It doesn't matter how far your head is up your own ass. For you to pretend that you don't know that they, different places have different biases is fucking insane. It's so obvious. It's like, how can you even, like, you can, when breaking news is happening, you could switch between two news networks and find two literally completely different stories. Well, one of you's lying. Somebody's lying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's all, like, that's what it, to tie it back before we move on to what I was saying at the start, is that everybody picked us, like, this recent election, and you know what the thing is, like, it happened in Canada. I mean, we had Toronto protests of Donald Trump, right? Everybody picked a fucking side, and I feel like once you picked your side, you're locked in, and now it's all about normalizing all the shit that is happening, defending all the people that agree with you no matter what the fuck they're saying or doing. You have conservatives that were probably voted for Donald Trump that weren't racist. A lot of them were probably swing state voters that voted for Obama, but now that they picked their side, they have to defend the shit that he's saying. And you have liberals that voted for Hillary Clinton or Bernie in the primaries or whatever the fuck they did. Now you have people destroying property and shit, and they're trying to normalize that and be like, no, this is normal, you know, we're talking out against fucking Nazis, and it's all bullshit. The answer to all of these questions is somewhere in the middle. But
I agree. So some of the topic we started with,
Donald Trump's a cunt.
China, though, do you think?
Oh, Donald's, we're talking about China.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Chris went on another.
No, rant. It's okay. Because I agree. I completely agree. But do you think Donald Trump is going to empower or take more economic power away from China?
If it was up to him, he'd take it away. Because that.
It's not about like his choice. Like, it's about
what are the results of his actual actions going to be?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like, to me, like if he doesn't change, I don't know. He's so stubborn and he's so egotistical. I think that he's bad news for the U.S. at the end of the day.
Yeah, realistically speaking.
I agree.
Yeah, for pretty much everybody.
I feel like, because he's all in all above, like, he knows some shit about business, but, like, he doesn't understand how politics works.
It's true.
Like, so when you get into, like, the technicalities of, like, dealing with imports and exports and fucking, the whole concept of, like, him putting a tariff on, like, imports from Mexico, and like, oh, this will help.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand why that doesn't work.
Tariffs are not necessarily something generally that I disagree with.
Let's just say the fact
that
the three of us who are like barely educated can look at that and be like, well, yeah, no, the American taxpayer is going to pay for that. And he doesn't realize that. It's fucking terrifying.
It is because the idea of what a tariff is supposed to do, which is it's supposed to level the playing field so that things that are manufactured domestically can compete in terms of price with things that are manufactured in Mexico or China.
Yeah.
Or right? Like, that's the point. That sounds fair to me. Like, just at a base level, I'm like, okay, that's fine. Yeah. But when you're using it to fund this crazy fucking thing, like, we're going to build a wall along Mexico, and you're not paying for it, and technically I'm not lying because you're not paying for it because the tariff tax is paying for it, but really you're paying for it because we know Mexico is just going to make their shit more expensive, is fucking crazy. That's nuts.
Like, tariffs are literally supposed to fund trade differences. So, because Canada, as we visually see as a dickload of trees.
Bailey's so drunk.
So we're going to charge a fucking tariff
on
lumber. That totally makes sense.
No, what you're saying makes sense, just the way you're talking.
But America's not going to charge a fucking tariff on a wall to let other people in their country. That's... it does not make sense.
I know what you're saying, but you don't charge a tariff on a wall. You charge tariff on a product. And then what you use that money for is the thing.
But in the end, sequentially, they're going to charge tariffs on the products of said wall.
No. Well, yes. I mean, you know what?
What?
I mean, I think what Bailey's saying is like the lumber and the,
yeah,
and the
you
concrete.
Don't think
but that's inconsequential.
That is inconsequential.
It's consequential, but it is too far deep.
Bailey, what? Okay, hold on.
What is it, Bailey?
Take a breath.
Because if we're discussing the actual contents of the
would
wall,
you like some more peach schnapps?
We've succeeded at the podcast.
I'm
Bailey,
making sense.
Someone got
Bailey's had too much peach schnapps.
Let him finish.
Yeah, I'm done.
No. I know what you're saying. I do know what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're discussing tariffs and trade issues,
yes.
The actual products it will take to make the wall,
mm-hmm.
Our tariffs we are introducing are going to affect us as well. Like, the pricing will still increase our price of said wall.
Well, I mean, not if the lumber
like
and concrete came from America.
Us as in Canada?
And you say us as in can't. We have nothing to do
okay,
with this.
Okay, well, still. Okay, America. America.
We're Canadian.
What if there's no lumber involved?
Our dollar already sucks.
Then steel. Then, what? Do you think America makes any steel or iron in this world at all?
Yes.
Where?
Yes, I do.
What
factories.
What state?
Alaska.
I don't know what that's
Alaska like. Does not make iron. I can tell you provinces in Canada make iron, but I don't
I'm
know.
Sure
I can tell
places
you Detroit has tried.
That make iron.
Detroit
But the thing is, like, even what you're saying is true. There's definitely going to be materials to build it, but it's inconsequential. It's not the point. What you use to build the wall is not the point. The labor that you use to build the wall is not the point. The point is that...
I feel like at least one of those might be the point.
Yes. All those facts, I agree,
you
but
are
that's
right.
what he's
You are right in what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, like, that's... It's an inconsequential thing, because what... The system that Trump has set up is that he can say that Mexico is paying for this wall, and it's not... He's not technically lying. But he is fucking lying, right? Like, that's the point that I've been trying to get to here is, like,
yeah.
the money that we've made from the, are going to make from these tariffs that we're going to recoup from these tariffs that we're planning on imposing. And who the fuck even knows if this shit's going to go through, if this wall ever be a real thing. I won't believe the wall's a thing until it's a thing.
Yeah.
Until it's fucking done. Yeah,
that's fair.
The last brick is laid.
I agree.
But.
I mean, once they start, I'd be like, okay, this might be a thing.
Hypothetically, like, the idea of what they're trying to do, he's trying to do it in a way so that he can say Mexico's paying for this and he's not lying. Because the money that they're making from the tariffs is what's funding it, so he's not lying. But where's that money gonna, how's that money gonna get fucking replaced? Right? It's not like the idea that Mexico's paying for this, like Mexico's just paying for it, yeah, we'll just pay for your fucking wall, like that's not true. But Mexico's paying for it because Mexico's giving them money because of the tariffs.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, it's this runaround bullshit of like, you're lying to people and you know you're doing it, but you're doing it in a fucking sneaky asshole way, and you need to fuck off, you orange cunt.
Well, it's that we all know they're lying to people, but do they actually want to flex the muscles to show that they are America and they have that much power?
The thing is, I'll make the argument is like, does he know he's being an asshole? Or does he think, in his rudimentary, like, backwards way, that like, no, like, this is what I said. I'm going to make them pay for it. And then, like, I'm putting tariffs on Mexico.
Here's the thing about Donald Trump. He, in my opinion, is probably the smartest person in the room 95% of the time.
You think so? You think he's that smart?
Yep. I think he knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. I think that he won the election because he pandered to the right people, and he played a fucking masterful political game. Think about his election. He fucking ran through Hillary Clinton, who's been a politician her whole life. He ran through Ted Cruz, who's been a politician his whole life. Jeb Bush, who's been a politician his whole life. Stomped them the fuck out.
The thing is, I feel like...
I will agree, but I'll give him 80%.
I feel like he has not as much say in what happens as you think he does. Like, I feel like his whole political campaign wasn't his idea. Like, he's not to be like a conspiracy.
Yeah, I mean, he's surrounded by smart people too.
Yeah, like, he's a lot of people telling him what to do is what I'm saying. Yeah,
but my point is like
what he did was impressive.
Yeah, when he was in the debates, that was him. right? He may have been instructed on what to say and when to say it, but those witty comebacks, like all those things that we know him for.
He's a good speaker.
Right? The point that I'm trying to make is that he knows exactly what the fuck he's doing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
So to bring it back to the question that you asked was, does he know he's being an asshole? He knows he's being controversial. Does he himself think, oh, I'm doing things that are immoral or wrong? Probably not. But he knows for sure that he's doing things that are controversial. I just don't think he gives a fuck because he's pandering to his fan base.
See, that's where I disagree, because I agree that he's smart enough and he's intelligent enough that he's aware of what he's doing, but he's also intelligent enough that he's going, I'm going to say this shit and I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Right. I mean, yeah.
And that's the problem with him being president, because you can't say shit and deal with it tomorrow.
Absolutely not.
His Twitter's my favorite fucking thing in the world. Dude, you, like, look at his Twitter compared to, like, Obama's Twitter.
Yeah.
And he just, like, he literally tweeted, I think today, is, like, another historic address, like, White House address, like, on Monday. I'm like, what? Like, how do you just, like...
Yeah.
Promote yourself.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that he's promoting himself is fucking ridiculous. President.
Yeah. It's hilarious to look at his, if you go to twitter.com/POTUS, which is like President of the United States,
yeah,
you go to that Twitter compared to his personal Twitter, the contrast between them is fucking scary.
Well, no, because they have like he doesn't directly tweet on POTUS. Like, they say even in the bio, it's like someone is in charge of his Twitter.
Yeah.
But he signs off on shit what's from him.
Yeah. Right? So he has I don't want to say smarter, but he has more articulate people. People who give a fuck more about public appearance.
Yeah. People who care about
tweeting for that Twitter.
What it actually looks like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, the shit that actually comes from him. Or, like, he literally retweets, like, 90% of his own tweets.
Yes.
So
he's
just like,
he's an egomaniac.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's irrelevant. Like, he goes on the POTUS Twitter and it's like, just retweets what Donald Trump says. He's like, oh, you can't say this.
Yeah.
And he just, all right, I'll tweet it on myself.
Well, I didn't say it.
Like, Donald Trump said
Donald
it on
Trump
his.
Said it.
I just retweeted it.
Yeah. I think the closing thought, the point that I'm trying to make is like, the point that I've been trying to get to this entire time is like, look, like.
Is it fuck that guy?
It is fuck that guy. And the thing is this, my opinion is fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Your opinion is fuck that guy. Bailey's opinion is fuck that guy.
I don't know, Bailey, what's your opinion?
Fuck that guy.
Right, okay. He's an orange cunt. He can fuck off with everything that he did. His Muslim ban was unconstitutional. It was fucking illegal.
That's my biggest
problem. It was bullshit.
And
I don't want to say Muslim ban. I fucked myself.
Yeah, you fucked yourself.
I fucked myself
in the corner.
You know the thing that I'm talking about.
I was waiting for you to say Muslim ban.
It is a Muslim ban.
But I disagree because I think that's fucking just insane. If you're going to – brown person ban, that works.
I can agree with politically where they're coming from, all their parties. You can impose a ban on – in countries that have radical Islam, but he performed a Muslim ban.
Right. Listen, none of us are really educated enough to talk about what the right decision is.
Speak for yourself.
Right? I mean, the fact of the matter is that all of those countries that he banned people from were actually listed from the Obama administration as at-risk countries. Or, like, not at-risk, but that were at risk.
Yeah.
Right?
Pakistan is my main thing that I will argue endlessly.
Well, I love Pakistan.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, no matter what, these countries were listed by the Obama administration that they were risk countries.
There are risk countries for Muslim identity, but it shows how much
I'm not saying that the ban was correct. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that these are the facts, right? This is the exact kind of shit that I'm talking about. I'm not saying that you're attacking me, but I'm saying a thing that is a fact, okay. And you're taking it as me trying to push an agenda when that's not what it is.
All right, then I'm being the sassy one. I'll back off.
No, I'm not even saying that you're being sassy or that you're doing anything wrong. I'm just saying that was a good example of, like, and I'm a victim of it too, is like how we all have been, we all think this way.
He's a victim.
Of it's like a me versus, yeah, I mean, I do it too,
we
right?
All victims.
We all think of this way of where it's us versus them. Or if I say a thing that's like a fact, right, and I don't necessarily mean it in like if that makes it okay or not okay kind of way, but you take, the other person will take it that way. And I don't mean you, I don't mean me. We all fucking do it.
Yeah.
And it's a big problem. The facts are what they are. And you can have an opinion on, if those are wrong or right, but you can't be like, because you stated a thing that is fucking true, means that clearly, like if I say all the countries were listed by the Obama administration means that I hate Barack Obama and I love Donald Trump. That's not what I'm fucking saying, yeah. But what I said is a fact. And it is a fact.
I agree.
Right?
You can expel a fact in a way to push your agenda.
Of course.
And that's what he's arguing.
Of course. Yeah. There are facts that help both sides, right? For instance, socialism doesn't fucking work. For instance, right?
That's not a fact.
That is a fact. Name me one socialist country that works well. And don't say Sweden because they're not socialists.
But name me one country that's had equal opportunity to try their socialist system.
That's such a stupid fucking argument. There's been plenty of places. There was the USSR. The USSR was a socialist
place. And you're
place.
Telling me they had equal opportunity?
The USSR collapsed.
They were demolished by Germany after World War II. And you
Dude,
tell
the USSR didn't have enough money to like, fucking feed their people and shit.
Because Germany destroyed
because
half of their country.
Dude, socialism
and
is literally...
stole their money internationally.
We can have a whole
episode on socialism. Next week we talk about socialism.
Socialism is...
Because I do not agree socialism will work, but I will not agree that an effective socialist effective socialist government has been implemented.
I think that it hasn't been implemented because there's no way to implement it. Literally, the only way that a socialist country could work is if Jeff runs it because he's a fucking robot.
Hey.
And he's immune to greed.
Then there
the
you
second
go.
That people run it, greed plays a factor.
Which
in it.
Is there's yes, no exactly why I agree socialism will fail.
I'm
That's
really
exactly
sad.
Why I agree will
I
fail.
Agree.
But I don't think it's been truly tried yet.
It has been tried. It's been tried over and over again. It's failed every time. And what does that tell you? Right, but no, capitalism is racist and evil, right? Anyway, enough of that. We've already gone over time, but this is usually where
we got one of two things. Like, let's just do one of them.
No, let's
do both.
What
are
we at?
Talking about?
What are we at?
We're at 1:30.
Ah, fuck it.
We got time.
Fuck it.
This is usually where, now that we have finished our main discussion, thank you everybody for participating in the main discussion, especially Jeffrey in the second part where he said literally fucking nothing.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Appreciate you very much.
I said Jeffrey. At least 17 words.
Okay, 17
Count
words.
That might be in the corrections.
Correction. Jeff said 16 words.
Now we move on to our next segment, which is question of the day. This is where we all ask a question. Well, one of us asks a question to the rest of the... Okay, I'm drunk. Hold on. There's a question that is asked.
You want me to do it?
And we
hold
all...
on. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach.
Okay, hold on. I'm tagging in Jeffrey. Go.
He's in the coach.
This is the part of the podcast. Oh, can I put in my... Say a word so I can, like, mimic your voice.
This is the part of the podcast.
This is the part of the podcast where we pose a question and we see how we all... No good?
It wasn't bad. Keep going.
Oh, it was
all
right. Ah, fuck. This is the part of the podcast where we pose a question. We see all of our opinions change on the different answers.
No. We passed that part.
Oh, no. Hold on.
We're so drunk.
Take 47. This is the part of the podcast where we pose a question and we all provide different answers on the same question.
Well,
it might be the
same answer.
This
is the part of the podcast where we ask a question and see what we think about the fucking answer to the question.
So look who got cut off again.
What's the question? How many beers could Jesus drink?
43.
72.
Real shit. Let's get real on this for a minute.
Realistically, okay.
If Jesus had 33 miracles, I vote 33.
If you believe Jesus is God, he can drink unlimited beers.
So he had 33 because he had 33 disciples.
Now, I tend to believe that Jesus was a
disciples.
Real person.
None of those facts are, those are alternative facts, but I'm just
making numbers up.
All right, I got a theory.
Yeah.
I got a theory. It's not a theory. Jesus was a small man. Historically speaking, everyone was shorter back in the day.
Right.
So he's probably about 5'8".
Yeah.
Ate like shit. Skinny motherfucker.
You don't know what Jesus ate. Jesus.
You've seen pictures of Jesus.
He's pretty
crushing
skinny.
Fucking Whataburger.
Pound of corn's life.
That guy ate like celery and dick. So he looked, he weighed maybe...
Jesus, you can't say Jesus ate dick.
You weighed maybe 75 pounds.
You can't say
that guy
Jesus
can crush
ate celery and dick.
That guy could drink maybe 3 beers.
Get right.
And then he was lit AF.
So you're going off the assumption that Jesus was just a guy. He was just a dude. You don't believe that he was the Son of God.
Prove me otherwise.
I'm not saying that I disagree with you. I'm just saying you're going off that assumption.
So I mean, if we look at the facts, so not the alternative facts. If we look at the facts... Prove to me he was a god, and I'll tell you a different story.
I agree with you.
As I'm told, apparently I'm a robot. If you look at the fucking facts.
Which you could only do because you're a robot. Do not understand.
Scientifically speaking, he would be short. Scientifically speaking, if you look at the pictures, he's a skinny gentleman. Scientifically speaking, he must weigh very little. He has very little body mass to consume the alcohol. And drink like 3-4
beers. Are we talking pints?
Bottles.
Just want a beer count. I'm okay with your opinion, but how many beers?
You said 3 beers.
3? Just 3.
I gave a fucking number,
you
illiterate fuck.
But just 3.
Bailey,
I said 3 to 4.
after all that.
Three, tough
okay,
four.
But the other question is, like, are we going, like, to the point where he's drunk or to the point where he's blacked the fuck out?
That's why I said curious. 3 to 4 beers until he's lit.
That's it.
Okay.
Just lit.
All right.
After four, he's fucking... He's like me taking my pants down and fucking slapping my dick on Chris's face.
He's like Chris on New Year's.
He's ready to fucking go.
He's ready to go.
He's like me on the Wee Blanche 2 years ago.
I'm saying like 8 beers until you like that's alcohol poisoning. We gotta take him to an alcohol. Like,
take Jesus to the hospital. He got too fucking drunk again.
Like 3 to 4 beers, he's pretty fucked.
Yeah. I would say Jesus, you know, I am gonna say Jesus can drink probably 10 beers.
Because he's a partier?
Because I think just... 10 beers. Here's my thing. You think about
10
this
beers, like
Jesus.
Those beers or like big beers?
We're saying bottles of beers. 355 mils.
Think about this. You're Jesus. Yeah. You're trying to convince everybody you're the son of God. You're going to give it a go. You're going in hard. You're trying to convince people you're the son of a fucking deity.
Yeah, but no one got drunk back in the day.
That's not true. He turned water into wine. What do you think they did with it?
Yeah, they had one glass and they went to bed.
Did you not hear about the philosopher kings? Socrates was just mad drunk the whole time.
Yeah, it's post-Jesus.
Just touched lots of ladies.
Yeah, post-Jesus.
But the other thing is that Jesus never drank, so he has no...
He has no tolerance.
Yeah, he has no tolerance.
No tolerance. He turned water into wine just to be a boy.
Yeah, but if he's God's...
To help out the boys.
But if he's God's son and God created alcohol...
In theory.
Okay, well, what I think
in
we can,
theory.
I think we can all agree on this. If he is the son of God, the answer is unlimited.
Yeah, the answer is infinite.
Yeah.
So Jesus can get as drunk as he wants, so he's the best party.
Yeah, but he could, like, snap his fingers and be like, oh, I'm lit now.
That's but he could just not... Best. He could also drink all the beers and never get drunk.
Yeah. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He's Jesus.
So in the end, we lose no matter what.
No.
It's what do you believe?
What do it's I all about believe? Belief, Bailey.
Maybe the fact that he's only half God means that he just has a super high tolerance, and the answer is like 300.
Ooh. I just believe he has a super high tolerance, and Jesus drinks a lot of wine
because
of his
Roman
times.
Just some virgin.
Yeah, but he's
like Anakin's dad.
I feel like he just drank a dick load.
How many beers could Anakin drink?
This is getting pretty metaphysical right now. Anakin can drink probably 3.
As a kid he's probably, or as a mid-aged teenager but, in the second movie.
When he has the rat tail.
When but he has the rat tail.
Do you think the Metachlorians would like help filter his blood? Like, do you think that he'd be able to drink more with
the
Force?
Yes, because the Force.
Dude, he could just fucking...
That's a good argument, Bailey.
That's it.
Pour some beer, like, to his mouth.
Yeah.
And drink it and put it back on the table. Do you think that as you get drunker, your Force powers, like, diminish?
Probably.
Like, do you think the beer's bottle starts shaking?
No, like, you could probably pull it towards, but you wouldn't catch it because your reflexes are off.
Jesus Christ.
You'd like go to pull it in, you'd miss it, hit you in the face.
Oh, man.
It's a bad slap.
Because, I mean, your Force powers are still the same, but your reflexes
Jedi's
are off.
Jedi's can't get drunk, right? Like, it's against their code.
Yeah.
Does alcohol exist in the Star Wars universe?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
well, there's a cantina. So.
Yeah.
And
there's
the
like
blue
bars.
Shots in episode 1 or 2. When
oh, 1 or 2.
They
yeah.
do shots?
They went into the bar to...
All right, this is
going to
be our corrections next
Who
week.
Who went into the bar?
Obi-Wan and Anakin when they went into the
So
the bar
Obi-Wan and
child
Anakin went into a bar?
No.
Then it would have
so happened. So that's probably episode two.
It's episode two. Episode 2.
So in episode 2, Obi-Wan and Anakin racing. Went into a bar.
Yeah.
What bar?
Oh, fuck it.
What did they order?
It was in the lower levels. They had that blue drink. And the blue drink and then Obi-Wan.
Bantha milk?
No, it wasn't Bantha milk.
Jesus could drink 10 beers. How many beers could Jesus drink, Jeff?
I feel like Jesus could drink.
I said
drink.
3 to 4. I'll say 4 to have a solid number.
And Bailey, how many blue Star Wars drinks could Jesus
he can
drink?
Have 4 beers.
Jesus can have 4 beers. Before he's lit.
Bailey, how many blue Star Wars drinks could Jesus drink?
Blue
from
Star
the
Wars
cantina?
Drinks.
From the cantina.
Specifically from the cantina?
Yes.
From the cantina.
Say 7.
Okay, so they're not that high in alcohol, or he just has a high tolerance?
He's got a high... Those
both.
Are high as fucking alcohol. It's like absinthe.
Yeah.
It's moonshine.
Star Wars absinthe.
Star Wars moonshine.
Star Wars moonshine. All right, well,
now you know how many beers we think Jesus could drink.
The definitive answer is 4.
For our final segment, just before we all get to go home and be hungover in the morning.
I'm already
home. It's already 1:17 a.m.? Holy shit.
Get us out of here.
Sorry, Christine.
would you rather for the day? Is a basic one. But when you think about it, maybe not so
maybe
basic.
Not so much.
Would you rather have no dick or would you rather have 5 dicks? Now we can get really deep on this one. Now, 5 dicks, does that mean that there's just 5 dicks where my one dick should be, or is there just dicks all over your body?
I'm gonna pose the parameters.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm God.
Okay.
I choose where your five dicks are. But you don't know where they're going to be.
So five dicks are going to randomly spread up on my body.
Yeah, wherever I choose them to be.
But you're a fucking asshole, so you'd put dicks on my face.
Do I have to accept this dick situation first?
Yes.
Or are you going to make...
I'm not going to tell you where they are.
You just... No, but I mean, like, I approach you and be like, I want five dicks, put them anywhere. Or, like, are you just putting five dicks on me anywhere?
No, no. I come to you, I'm like, you can either have no dick or five dicks. Pick one, okay. And I will make it be.
Then I can agree with that. All right. Then I'm going with five.
You're going with five?
I'm going to go with five because simply, if there's no rules beyond this, I can get the other one surgically removed. I mean, it's safe to assume that one of your dicks is where your dick is supposed to be, right? Or is there just going to be
You're assuming, bro. When you assume, you make an ass of you and me, and that's not good.
Do all of the dicks have balls?
At least one of the dicks have balls.
When you pee, do they all pee?
No.
No.
Because your bladder's only hooked up to one.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other ones are just there for show. So but you can get those removed.
But you don't know where that pee is going to come out.
The pee dick could be like your eye.
Well, you'll find out the first time you pee. And then you could get the other four removed.
Yes, but the pee dick could be in your eye. Yeah, and you have to leave that one.
There's going to be a dick in your eye. You can have a dick in your eye.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, you had a dick in your eye last
week. I'm God.
He is God.
I had a dick in my eye last week.
Yeah, we don't talk about that, Chris. That's our little secret.
Oh, jeez. Well, they all know.
Now they know. It's on a pocket.
I love it when you put your fucking dick in my eye.
No, it's on the side. God. The side is what scares me most.
The side dick?
Yeah, just the side. It's
just a dick hanging out.
Like, right on the rib cage. Just
what if you had
flopping
a dick
about
on each of your nipples? Just two dicks where your nipples
all
should be.
All little nipple dicks?
Yeah, nipple dicks. That's what we're going to call them.
That would be terrifying, man. How are you supposed to differentiate sexuality when every man has a dick on their nipple?
Well, it's already 2017, so the fuck.
So what do you think? No dicks or five dicks, Bailey?
Five dicks.
You going five dicks?
I'm going...
I'm going to tell you where your dicks are right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
here we go.
Where are my dicks? Come on, pal.
You point, and I'm going to describe where they are.
All right, we got two on the nips.
There's one on each of his nipples.
Two dicks on the nips.
There's one on his forehead.
Forehead or nose?
Is that forehead? Right in between his eyes on his forehead.
Nose.
There's one on his nose and one on his forehead. You have one dick left, sir.
Nose and forehead dick.
You have one dick left. Be careful with your placement. On his pinky.
My pinky finger.
So, okay, does it stick out of his pinky, like where the joint is, and it sticks out in a different direction, or does it start at the end of his pinky and just extend?
Second knuckle.
Second knuckle.
And it sticks out in a different direction.
Oh, I will have
a... No, it's floppy.
Oh, it can't get erect?
It can, but, like, normally it's not.
I mean, mine's
when he gets aroused, all of the dicks are aroused.
So let's just clarify. I've got a nose dick, a mouth dick.
No, no one said mouth.
No, two nipple dicks, just a nose
two
dick,
nipple
a forehead dick, and a pinky
and a
knuckle
pinky.
Dick.
Pinky knuckle.
So I've got two nipple dicks,
yep.
Nose one dick, and finger dick.
Episode 2,
and
we've already
dick.
Invented the word nipple dick. Oh, God.
All right, then I will accept that. I'm okay with that.
You're all right with that?
I'll still get to have plenty of fun.
But you're a Ken doll down there.
As long as
not
I've got
Ken doll.
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner's a chick.
No.
No, not Ken, like
Ken,
Ken
doll.
Doll.
Oh, a Ken doll.
Like
I didn't
Barbie's
mean Kendall Jenner.
Boyfriend.
No.
I didn't mean Kendall Jenner. I was like, you were trying to say fucking Caitlyn Jenner.
You were a Ken doll.
Okay, sorry. Gotcha.
Yeah, this is...
You guys ever find it weird how Barbie's vagina area was, like, kind of rough and, like it was, like...
I mean, I drilled a hole in mine, but...
And fucked it, eh?
Yeah.
I just fucking smashed her with a hammer.
That's fucked up. Right. I mean, I fucked her, but...
All right. So, I think on that, that's going to be the end, so...
I'd hope so.
Just to clarify...
I was the only one that answered how many dicks.
I picked five dicks. Bailey picks five dicks. Jeff, you pick...
Oh, five dicks.
So shit.
You're sitting at the table of the 15 dicks.
The table of 15 dicks.
I guess you're not sitting here. You're just listening.
No, they're right here.
Right.
This
here.
Is a long episode. We've got an hour and 40 minutes.
Then fucking close it
then
off.
Then fucking
pal,
get her
yeah,
out.
Let's go.
All right, everybody. Thank
fucking
you for sitting.
Master over
thank
here.
You for sitting with us for another episode. We will see you with our many dicks next week. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
In a non-intimidating and sexually aggressive way. Bye.
Fighting around the world.
Fuck Donald Trump. Also, I have five dicks. Call me Kendall.
BarelyLegalTeens@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
everyone,
we're supposed to do our fucking sign-off.
We're supposed to do a sign-off. Okay. Anyone who's interested, hit me up. My phone number is 416.
Don't. No. 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 That's a bad idea.
416-916.
Nope, no.
Call Pizza Pizza.
Hey. 916.
I don't know, I just made that up.
Why don't you just actually do the real
jingle? I'm gonna do the real end out.
Anyone who's interested, okay, don't say that because they've already made it 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Alright, we're gonna pause and we'll swing back in.
We're not pausing, we're going. They can hear you rubbing your hands.
He's about to play some guitar like a real pro.
What?
You listen to that? He's about to play some magic music for us right now.
We said we were gonna end this 3 minutes ago, guys.
So we're tuning out. Follow us on Twitter at Things That Are News and Instagram.
No, it's not Things That Are News.
Is
it
Things
News?
At Things News.
Yeah. Try again.
So hey, we're signing out. Follow us on Twitter at Things News, at Instagram at Things That Are News, and email us at thingsthatarenews@gmail.com. And follow us on Facebook at Things That Are News. Those are all Things That Are News. And welcome back to Things That Are News. We'll see you next week on another episode of Things That Are News.
You know what? Not bad. No.
You're going to wake Christine.
Yeah. The baby's sleeping. All right. That was a good sign off. Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.